All right, I'm dead serious when I say this. This is the most important broadcast I've ever done in 31 years on air. Thank you, everybody, watching and listening. Every format, share the live feeds now, like your lives depend on it.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. When I was a young man, a teenager, I started reading books written by the heads of major university political science boards from the UN, you name it, saying they were going to phase out the family, phase out humanity, turn us into a technocracy, and how they would domesticate us first and poison us and dumb us down and use the medical system to slowly kill us. And do it by increment where even most of the medical system wouldn't know what they were part of. And I watched the plan unfold, and I thought, you know, I bet if humanity speaks up against this, I bet if we stand up against this, we can beat it. But to tell people way out in the future what was coming, it was scary. And people could already see the globalist documents and the stuff they'd already gotten done from decades before, but still, you know, come on, there's not even a corporate global government. I mean, come on. This isn't really going on, but it is. Now there's no denying that. So now instead, everyone just fights with each other over who's a secret globalist who claims they're a patriot and who isn't. And it's the classic infighting that will destroy us. We know the globalist policies. We know their plans. We know what they want. They want the carbon taxes. They want transgenderism. They want forced injections. They want UN treaties to control our bodies with the pandemic treaties. We know their agenda in the big broad strokes, and we take the power away from BlackRock, away from the UN, away from these groups, and we decentralize it. So when I say this is the most important broadcast ever, I have a real sense of urgency. I know most of you do as well. And the clock's ticking, and I started warning 5-6 months ago, Trump was going in a direction that would make his poll numbers in reality actually plunge. And I warned everybody about that, and people said, oh, you're just attacking Trump. No, I was trying to course correct. Now it's undeniable, and Trump knows it. But I was realizing this morning when I was hiking, for a lot of folks' points, on a hike, when I was stopped and was looking at a little retaining pond full of mallard ducks, that I have a responsibility to move the needle back on this, and I know what Trump needs to do. I know that if he does what I say, and if he executes firmly on that, that he will not just turn this around, but that it will be devastatingly successful and accelerate even his timetable on all the wonderful things he's been doing. And much of the plan you see from Trump, 1776 worldwide, 1776 2.0, is my plan. And it's been adopted into policy. And I can tell you, a lot of high-level White House folks listen daily. A lot of my ideas and things, you know, get put into policy and put into speeches, the rest of it. But we have a responsibility, and I mean this family of listeners and viewers, to demand this. We know how to right the ship. We know how to win. And you'll notice a lot of his speech was, oh, the economy's fixed, inflation's fixed, everything's fine, which he's been saying, which totally pisses people off. He went through, gas is down 30-50% depending on your area. You know, this is down that much, that. There's a lot to, you know, fix, but we're starting to turn it around, and this takes time. Funny you've been hearing that from me, right? I've been telling the White House that because I know that's how I feel. I don't need to go sample how you feel because you're just like me. Every time I go check, you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. It's common sense, folks. But what he's got to do is, I'll explain when we come back, he's got to conscript us, not into the military, not into forced labor. He has to conscript us in a request for us to step across the line and join in this holy quest. He must call on the power of the people. Only we the people can do this. Trump can't do it alone. We'll be right back.
We have a new product in.
at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhostore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't love tonight, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying, "We'll never break the jam." But if you don't love me now,
all right.
Never love me again. I can still hear you saying, "We'll never break the jam."
Most of the really good things we saw get done in the first Trump administration, despite all of the deep state attacks and the sabotage and the backstabbers and all the rest of it, came out of people like General Flynn and Steve Bannon and Roger Stone and myself. And that's why we all got targeted so much, because we had the ear of the president and he was listening. And when he gets the right information, he makes the right decisions. The knives are out for Trump. They got to get through him to get to us. A series of blunders that we've already listed, running Elon Musk off, mishandling Epstein, all that stuff. Trump saying the economy is actually great when it's not, though he's already slowed down the inflation, cut energy prices, got tens of trillions of investment coming in. I mean, he's right. Everything he said in the speech last night was totally true. And it was very dense speech, as Steve Bannon said, very technical, moving very quickly. And if you're talking to economists or something, they're going to understand it. But for a lot of people out there, they still look around them and see what's happened. And a lot of that's left over from COVID and the Great Reset and intentionally trying to stall the economy out, which has been the plan, the post-industrial world. So Trump's going against all that. And the carbon taxes literally shut down the West. And it's night and day. But I was simulcasting with the War Room yesterday with Steve Bannon. And when he went back to me, I gave my critique of the speech. And I think it's very, very important that this information get out. And I can tell you, we already have a lot of the top people in the White House involved at the highest levels of policy and speech writing listening. We already have Barron and his other sons listening, but it has to be reapplied over and over again, and there has to be real urgency with the president. And so, bottom line, Trump must develop a plan to involve the American people to not just go out and vote in the midterms next year, but to energize them to get mobilized peacefully to come to the aid of the Republic. Yes, George Washington was the leader in 1776, but he had to mobilize the people. The left is mobilized. And so Trump can sit there and tell you what he's doing, what the government's doing, but we need a Kennedy, not just speech, but movement. A JFK statement of ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Because when you actually do things for your country, and that means getting up early and taking care of kids and taking them to school and doing the homework and, you know, working hard and being honest and voting and standing up for yourself and running for office, I mean, donating to political causes, the Muslims can take over European countries with only 6-7% because they all vote in a block, they're all focused, they're all engaged. And then you have the mouse of Islam in Europe making the lion bow down in fear. Or the elephant. Politics and being engaged in things is not a hobby. Like, oh, I do woodworking in the garage. Or you've got a kiln in the backyard and you do pottery. Or, oh, I oil paint on the side. The whole world is a struggle. The whole world is war. Different types of it. Everything in the animal kingdom is. And all these other predatory, aggressive systems are tribal and are focused and want to eat our lunch and think we're idiots the way we lay down, the way we behave. And so at the end of the day, we have to go beyond political correctness. And that's why, even though I don't agree with some of the more, quote, extreme views that people come on this show and say, compared to the left's extreme anti-white, anti-Christian system, it's healthy to pull the Overton window over here to Nick Fuentes to get people to stop being cucked to the left and just come out and say, I'm done. And people are at that point. But I'll get to that later. Roger Stone's coming up in a few minutes with exclusive information. But at the end of the day, here's what we're dealing with. And I'm going to develop this more through the broadcast today and tomorrow. I'm going to write articles, memos about it. I'm going to send it to the White House with my ideas. But it's like jazz. I've got ideas. They've got ideas. They'll get in meetings, bounce back and forth. But I think everybody's going to agree with me. Already Bannon totally agrees. I got a bunch of calls last night from people at the White House saying we absolutely agree. We saw what you said. Trump has to call on the American people and say, I need you to save the Republic and explain, okay, I did no tax on tips. It passed. And 14 blue states are blocking it right now and because they enforce the collection of it and stealing the money. You know, beat the drum on stuff like that. Explain that you'd already have more of this done, but these thousands of rulings by these judges that get overturned, but it takes 3 to 6 months to overturn it. Explain that you're fighting. Don't tell us that, oh, it's everything's great now because you want to keep the stock market up and make people feel confident. They know that's not true. Yeah, we've seen some good things happen. Gas prices on average down like 40%. A lot of things, that's good. But straight shoot us, it's all we want. Straight shoot us. But they want us poor, they want to control us, they want their foot on our neck. It's neo-feudalistic fascism under the globalists. It's laissez-faire America 2.0 under Trump. And they got a bunch of attacks coming at him. We're going to be breaking those down. But this is the real heart of the battle in the war we're now entering. So coming up with Roger, I got some excerpts of Trump's speech last night. I think overall it's a B+. Everything he said was true. Except I think one typo, it's like $300 million they've raised on tariffs, not $18 trillion or whatever. Other than that, it was good. So, but it's not enough. We're in desperate times. You've got to cut through the malaise. You've got to literally talk to people directly with the facts and say, listen, we're all in a lot of trouble if you don't get up and get on your feet. And you've got to think about the things that the public can do. Like Netanyahu enlist Jews all over the world to defend Israel online. Now, whether you love Israel, hate Israel, or you're neutral like I am, the point is they're mobilized, like the Muslims. Tiny country, super powerful. They understand to survive and thrive, you've got to be a bulldog. So America has to stand up for itself, and we're starting to do that, but that's just a few percentage of our horsepower. Now's the time to open a can of political whoop-ass. Now, Bannon asked me right after the speech what I thought. This is what I had to say. This is key. Here it is.
A few minutes ago, the President of the United States finished an address to the nation from the diplomatic reception room next to the South Lawn of the White House. Now, Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones, join us. Alex, your assessment, observations, and analysis, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Great analysis by you and your crew. We've been just simulcasting the last hour, and I agree with it all. But you were asking different reporters and journalists and an analyst, was it too hardcore? Was it too dense? Was it too technical? Because we all know the facts. I mean, it was all true what Trump said. And overall, I'd give it like a B-. And I'm not criticizing the president. He needs to create absolute existential threat, which is what it is, total urgency, and get 10 times more hardcore and say the globalist NGOs, which is publicly happening, are trying to crash the U.S. They're working with the Chinese. They're trying to take everything you've got. We've already cut energy prices by 30 to 50%. We've already cut all these other prices. I'm doing everything I can, but I'm facing major headwinds. I need your help. He needs to enlist us to get behind him and support ICE that's under attack and explain that this country is in a battle for its life. He conscripts us with that message. It's game over for them. We are in a historical crisis. We need George Washington. We need Abraham Lincoln. We need President Jackson right now, Andrew Jackson. We need to just straight through. So I know they're telling him, be nice, you know, don't take scalps from the DOJ, blah, blah, blah. All of that is what happened 8 years ago. Things are better now. He's way more hardcore than he was then. So, you know, let's say on hardcore he was a 2 before. Now he's a 5. We need a 12. We need a 50, you know, above 10. It's like Spinal Tap. We need 11. He just needs to directly tell us what we need to do, directly tell us what we're up against. Those of us that study it know the technicals. He's got the Federal Reserve to do what he's supposed to, though a little bit late. He has won the tariff issues. There'll be some pain up front. But overall, America surrenders over. You want to get out from under the globalists. You want jobs back in America. You want law and order. In the areas I can control, like the border, we're down 96%. Basically nobody coming across. We've saved and already found 60,000 of the kids. So I wish the speech was an hour long. Great that it was focused on domestic, but also explained that domestically we're under attack. So my only message to Trump is damn the torpedoes, go straight at them and speak directly to the people and say, look, you elected me to stop the deep state. And you see what we're up against.
You want to create the architecture of the narrative of what this is really all about, because everything he talked about were actions he's, what he inherited, actions he's taken, how he's improving things.
And those actions are going to go over the average person's head. They're not Steve Bannon. They're not. I have to study 18 hours a day. I dream about this when I go to sleep. Exactly. Like, if you're not totally doing this, you don't know it was all accurate. And I was sitting there like crying because I knew it was all true. But what you said when you came back was like, it's too technical. And you came back like literally said it's too technical. How do you explain it in big, broad strokes to people? They already trust him. They already overrode the fraud to get him in. He just has to directly tell them that he needs us, Steve.
What is the – in this fight with the deep state, with the globalists, give me – if you were with the president now, say, hey, look, I want to do this in the first week you get back. We're gonna try it one more time. That was great to end the year, but I want to really hit the deck plates running. What are the two or three things – that you tell him, here's, I think, what we need to do to frame this so people can see it's light and dark. People can see it's good and evil. What do you recommend?
Well, notice, even before he got back in and all the Hollywood movies and all the PR by the Democrats is, he's a dictator. Don't use the military. Oh, he's Hitler. Oh, Border Patrol can't arrest illegals. It's all illegal. Oh, the Seditious Six. They know what Abraham Lincoln and George Washington had to do and Andrew Jackson when people tried this stuff. They know that's the only checkmate to John Brennan and the rest of them that are openly still running this with Obama and all their networks still in the government, the sleeper cells that Trump's dealing with, technical name, Stay Behind Network, folks, look that up. So, Hegseth is on the right track. They get a referral on the Seditious Six and on the Senator, Kelly. It's not the speech they made. It's who put them up to it. They admit was the Democrats, and they want people not to follow orders and imply they're getting legal orders ahead of their uprisings. You have to go directly to that. Now they've escalated up to the command investigation that is basically the grand jury for the indictment, and Kelly, Senator Kelly, all acting arrogant. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you. They won't be so arrogant once he's indicted. So anybody that's retired can be drugged back. That's the type of stuff we need, and Trump needs to work in those bodies where he can. He's state attorney generals that have been going at, like, Ken Paxton for BlackRock and winning, and all of it, call on state attorney generals to not wait for orders from headquarters that aren't Soros-controlled and start indictments. People want to see action, and Trump has to say they've killed our National Guard. They called them terrorists. They got them killed. They're literally with the Islamicists. The Islamicists are in the Red-Green Alliance, have called for global jihad. There's all these stabbing attacks and shootings of police in Washington, you name it, where you have to read the indictment later to even find out that they call 911 in Washington. The cops come and they attack them. you know, there's giant Islamic attacks happening everywhere, all over the Western world. They have launched their attack. They believe the West is weak. They believe this is the takedown. And it's the Muslim Brotherhood running it all, allied with Obama and the rest of them. And Trump just has to telegraph that hey, you know the Democrats want you pouring under control. You know what they were doing. I'm fighting headwinds with them. I need you to fully get behind this and fully support what I'm doing. And this is not a normal election cycle where, oh, we worry about 2028. This is every next election is the most important ever because we're in a true revolution. And as long as he raises the alarm, people say, oh, the speech was too hardcore. No, it was too technical, as you first coming out of it live said, too technical. Not bad. Yeah, great. People that know all this know, oh, yes, this is a great technical report. It's like giving a technical report from one doctor to another. Well, if you're not physicians, you don't understand it. He has to go directly to the existential war, good versus evil. He has to do it right now. And I've been saying this in his first admin of this one. When does he do these Oval Office addresses? And Jack was right. They leaked out, oh, war with Venezuela. They took the bait. All the networks took it. That's great. But at the end of the day, you're talking to a normal network TV person sitting there watching that. They were watching that. They had no idea what they were even hearing. Okay? So, I mean, I said this. I had some folks at the White House call me a week ago saying, hey, you know, what do you think we should be talked about? And I said, how about how tax on tips, blue states are already trying to block it. How about he starts with that? He's explained, I'm trying to deliver this. I've already gotten you 30-50% gas prices decreased. I've already gotten inflation slowed. I've already got the Federal Reserve under heel, but I had to go through all the courts. I had to get everybody appointed. You've got to give me time. Do you want to bet on them or do you want to bet on me? And say, bet on me, and America needs to know we're in a fight together. Just like a captain, you know, Master and Commander, great movie, you know, based on a lot of composites of real naval battles. And it's just the captain says, we're about to attack this ship. You ready for war? Let's go. I need your help. Let's do it. Get your swords out and get those cannons loaded. We need to be conscripted. We need to have Trump point at us, like Uncle Sam had said, I want you to join the American Republic. I can't do this without you. Then you'll get the lines of people, you know, not just signing up for the military we see happening, but all of it to understand this is 1776 part two. They have to fire the bat signal. He has to get super hardcore. And I get it. He makes these billionaires come bow and put $19 trillion in. But it takes time for that to grow. To him as a businessman, that is victory at his level. But to the general public, they need to understand the timeline, and they want to be included in the narrative. They want to be mobilized. If he mobilizes the people, we win. Landslide in 2026. If not, if he just sits there, oh, here's Larry Ellison, and here's these people. People don't want to see that. They don't want to see Bill Gates in the White House. No Bill Gates in the White House. You know, none of this stuff. We want populism, and I don't think Susie Wells is right. I think Trump maybe once every 2 weeks, you know, goes to a key battleground, helps Mike Lindell or whatever. No, he needs to be doing addresses. You know, he cares about 60 Minutes. He cares about stuff with no viewers. He cares about Jimmy Kimmel with no viewers. He went on Elon Musk's show and had, you know, a billion listeners. He goes on your show. It's exciting. 100 million viewers. He needs to be flooding the zone, going back on all the big shows, going on Joe Rogan, going on those programs, and talking directly to the people, and not then going to CBS and complaining that they edited it. What do you think? It's like he's like the frog that's swimming across the river, and the scorpion says, give me a ride. He goes, well, you're going to steam me to death. He goes, no, I won't. He takes him across. The scorpion stings him. He's dying. He says, why'd you do that? He goes, I'm a scorpion. It's like Trump's snake story. Why is he taking the beautiful snake up to his breast? Trump, you're 79. I respect you. You're way smarter than me in many ways. But let me explain. Barron can explain it. And you know, Steve's old like me, but he knows the numbers. There are medium-sized shows with more viewers than CNN. Stop giving them power. They're dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Dust off your feet. Stop it. Engage with us. Talk directly to us. Write to us and say, I need you, and it's over. That is the Holy Grail. That is the Excalibur. That is the Spear of Destiny. That is what he must do. It all must be directly to us. I need you. I need you. The minute he does that, nothing but victory.
Magnificent. I couldn't sum it up better. Before I let you go, this issue right now that you're hearing about, the attack, not just on Christian, but Christian women, we've got an acid attack down in Savannah. We now have all this back chatter that people are getting details on, that Ella Cook was in all probability targeted at Brown University just to rally our side What do you think the president ought to be talking about? And, of course, Cash and these guys ought to be taking over this investigation. What do you got for us on this attack now on Christian women?
For those who don't know, who haven't read the Quran, it's a playbook of how he took over Medina and then the rest is, you know, what Saudi Arabia today, and then 100 years after his death, they had the whole Middle East. And he explains how you come in, you lie, you say you're a friend, then you have your people start stabbing and killing people. Once you're up to about 10%, that drives you out of the town, you take over the town. We have thousands of imams now saying, we're taking over, you're all dead, because they've gone to the global intifada. They've gone to the jihad. And multiple acid attacks and all these people getting shot and killed and them covering up. My wife, I told you a few weeks ago, went to this grocery store like 9:30 at night. She's like, hey, you know, kids are asleep. I forgot something. I'm going to the store. I'm like, yeah, great. I'm going to bed because I got up at 3 a.m. Next morning, she's like, I'm really upset. A Muslim in a beekeeper suit, you know, the nightgowns they wear, comes and screams at her and says, you shouldn't be on the street at night. You're a woman. Somebody could do something to you. And was like screaming at her. She closes the door. So to me, that's the red line. And then, like I said, I took my 8-year-old daughter a few days later on a amphibious duck tour around downtown the lake. I hadn't done that in like 10 years with my other kids. And I get on the bus on the amphibious boat, World War II boat. People don't know, it's like, you know, Duck Adventures Lost Texas. And it's literally all Muslims. I mean, they're just everywhere. And so my point is that this is, and they're allied with the left. They are used for a destabilization force. And Trump just needs to point this out. Because here's the deal. We're like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of Muslims. Why are they about to attack? Because the imams have given the jihad order, thousands of clips all over the world saying, this is the global intifada. This is when they're ready to make their move. That's why Hamas did all this. This is a global, they think they have enough numbers in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. They are now saying, we are now going on offense. They have put out their black flags of no surrender. They are coming to literally come after us, and this has just begun.
Alex, social media, where do people go to get your show? They're trying to shut you down all the time. Our audience loves you. It was a magnificent presentation tonight. Where do folks go?
We're still battling them in court. By the grace of God, we're still here at InfoWars. But regardless, Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, InfoWars.com/show. And we're here fighting as hard as ever. Thank you so much, Steve Bannon, and thank you to everybody. And all I would say to Trump is, no, you weren't too hardcore. You weren't hardcore enough. Cry havoc. Wow. Let loose the dogs of information war. Tell the people. Conscript them directly. Ask them to join you directly and say, I need you. Because Trump's strong. He always like, you know, I can do it. Just so. No, he has to call on us. Any great leader has to. Trump, call on the people, and we will have victory.
Cry havoc. Alex Jones, patriot, hero, and American original. Thank you, sir. Honored to have you on here tonight. Wow. Toughest job in all media is going to be Damon Roberts following Alex Jones.
All right, so we posted the video last night. We have to lay out the plan. It's already the original plan. It's a common sense historical plan. And a lot of what we already promoted, Trump's picked up and gotten on board with. And that's a distillation of all the other great painters before us. It's not like the plan's all mine. It's our plan. And he just... The final ingredient, because Trump is not, what do you call him, arrogant? He's just super confident. It's all about he can do it. No, Trump, you got to call on God to aid you, which he started doing. And notice, after they tried to kill him, he was a different guy for a while. He's kind of slipped back into old Trump a little bit. But call on God publicly, say the name of Jesus Christ, call on Jesus Christ to protect and defend us and lead God and direct us, and then call on all of us to mobilize with you and then lay out a plan. That is the answer. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month, and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at the Alex Jones Store. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone, as usual, has the inside baseball, a former top political advisor to President Trump, longtime wingman and best buddy. Whenever Trump would be, you know, in between marriages, they would go out on double dates. So he can definitely speak to the whole new recycled lie that Trump was best buddies with Epstein with no proof. The 90-plus thousand files given over by the Epstein family. The Democrats released 19 files, and it's recycled New York Post photos of Trump at a beauty pageant covering up women's faces to claim they're little kids. I mean, this is just total defamation. At this point, should we even defend it? Because we already know this. Yeah, some people are still buying into this. But that's not why Roger's here. I wanted to get his take. Days ago, I said, after the speech, I want to get your take on it. I think it was a great speech. Everything he said was true, but it was a little dense because a lot of people probably didn't catch all the facts there. But what I want Trump to do is to conscript the American people and say, hey, I'm fighting. We've got a lot done. but I need your help to get this completed and explain how they're trying to block it, like the blue state's trying to block administratively and because they collect the money and say, no, we're still going to collect the tax on tips. What are they going to steal it? I mean, this is just wild. So there's so many points that Trump could be hitting on here that he's not. But we know that the president listens. We know the staff listens. We know we're having a big effect. And so I want to talk about that with Roger Stone coming up. But here's the end of Trump's speech last night that I thought was particularly powerful. Here it is.
In the end, government either serves the productive, patriotic, hardworking American citizen, or it serves those who break the laws, cheat the system, and seek power and profit at the expense of our nation. Look at Minnesota, where Somalians have taken over the economics of the state and have stolen billions and billions of dollars from Minnesota and indeed from the United States of America. And we're going to put an end to it. For so long as before my election, the vast majority of good and decent Americans were forced to watch as corrupt politicians plundered the halls of power, exploited our taxpayers, and pillaged every system that makes civilized society function. But not anymore, and you see that every day, not anymore. We're putting America first, and we are making America great again. Very simple. We are making America great again. Tonight, after 11 months, our border is secure. Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected. And our country is back, stronger than ever before. We're poised for an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen. Soon we will host the World Cup and the Olympics, both of which I got. But most importantly, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. There could be no more fitting tribute to this epic milestone than to complete the comeback of America that began just 1 year ago. When the world looks at us next year, let them see a nation that is loyal to its citizens, faithful to its workers, confident to its identity, certain to its destiny, and the envy of the entire globe. We are respected again like we have never been respected before. To each and every one of you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you all.
Well, on truth and accuracy, I'd give a speech in 99. There was one little factoid they got wrong. But on being able to reach the general public, I give it a B plus. But look what the corporate media did. I can show you 100 of these headlines. Look at this headline on MSM. Doctor sounds alarmed after Trump 79 gives manic speech. That was a good tempo, A-plus delivery, great energy. I can't read a teleprompter that good. I mean, that was amazing. So, again, this is the crap they're involved in, and they are trying to put the administration into a nosedive. I said this on air, and I told people in the White House that called me last week saying, what's your advice for what the message should be? And I said, point out you got gas down on average 40%. And the places you couldn't get it down more is the Democrats just added taxes. And point out you got these other issues and it takes time and judges blocking you. You slowed inflation and all this investment. Don't say everything's great. There's no inflation. Thank God last night he didn't do that. That's what we need to see. Straight shooting and then explaining, I can't do this without you. We need to develop some plan of how Trump can engage the public, say I need you, and then ways they can engage and many hands make light work. So where are we right now? 330-something days into this. Roger, what do you make of the speech last night? What do you make of what the deep state's up to? And then we'll go through these topics with you. RogerStoneZone.com, top host there over there at WABC out of New York. Great to have you, my friend.
Great to be with you, Alex. Well, last night was, first of all, classic Trump trolling. So everybody is speculating, Tucker Carlson, a number of our friends, that Trump may be having this national address to declare war in Venezuela. So he gets an enormous audience, and then he uses it to correctly lay out the extraordinary achievements of the essentially the first year of his historic and unlikely second term. It was very obviously he stuck tightly to his remarks. He didn't do the weave, as they say. Pardon me. He doesn't do the weave. I thought it was very disciplined. But I've been in this place in history before, Alex. In 1982, before the Reagan tax cuts and the Reagan regulatory cuts and the new hardline policies against communism were bearing fruit, there were many who said, oh, we're, you know, Reaganism is done. We're going to get wiped out.
I remember that first year or so, because you don't have instant gratification. This isn't McDonald's. People were getting pissed. They were upset. But he won in one of the biggest landslides later, 3 years later.
Yeah, I think, and it's important to know that food prices are down. They're not down as low as they were during his previous presidency, but they will get there. Gas prices are down sharply everywhere. That really can't be disputed. Florida, we're looking $2 a gallon. So really extraordinary. And I think that's just going to keep getting cheaper. We have a record stock market. I think June was the first month in 15 years that the government actually ran a surplus, taking in more money than they paid out thanks to his tariff policies. I do think, and I think this is important.
From the first time since the 80s, housing prices have dropped. Sorry, I didn't interrupt, Roger.
Once we get rid of Jerome Too Late Powell, who cut taxes when the inflation rate and the unemployment rate were worse than they are today to try to aid the election to Joe Biden, but refused to give Donald Trump, who had record levels, low levels of unemployment and inflation, a full interest rate cut.
You're right to call interest rate a tax. And so, Trump literally twisted his arm off, but it took Trump 8-9 months to get him to do it. So the point is...
And Bill Pulte at the Federal Housing Finance Administration, I think, deserves credit for pounding on Powell's cost overruns in his $321 million palatial Washington, D.C. headquarters.
Yeah, let's be clear. No president ever has been able to bring the private Federal Reserve to heel since 1913. Kennedy tried to kill him. Trump literally used side pressure and inventive ways to expose the corruption to make the Federal Reserve bow. That victory alone is unprecedented.
And look, once he's gone, not that I want to wait till like it's April or May, we will get a Trump appointee who understands economic growth, and the economy will pick up steam even further. In the meantime, housing continues to be a problem in the country in terms of both access and financial possibilities.
Roger, I know you're going over technicals and everything you said in the speech was true. We know that. I'm asking big picture. What can he do messaging wise? I mean, my gut level yesterday, I was literally praying during his speech, and God told me, I'm not joking. I'm praying during his speech. It's all true, but it's so technical. People won't get it. I don't think this is going to help much. And God's like, Trump must mobilize and say, I can't do it alone. I need you. I need the American people. First, he has to call on God, which he's done before. And then everything. Yes. He call on God, and then he needs to call on us. What do you think of that? I'm talking about, hey, I can't do this alone. I'm trying. We've got a lot done, but you understand we're under attack. He needs to explain how the Democrats are trying to block the no tax on tips at the state level illegally.
Well, Al says there's another part of this, which is I think Americans really, when they voted for Donald Trump, they voted for a stronger economy, lower taxes, less regulation, job creation, and a return to economic growth. They did not vote for regime change, foreign wars. So I think it's very important for the president to make sure the American people understand that what he's doing in our hemisphere, the pressure he's putting on Venezuela, the pressure you may have to put on Honduras if there is a Marxist.
It's about cutting off the communist Chinese. Exactly. So explain that.
But more importantly than all of that, this is a substantial threat. Venezuela is a mafia-run state. This is not a government. This is a cartel-controlled government. They use their Marxist allies in Honduras as a stopping point, and they're importing hundreds of millions of dollars of drugs into our country, killing Americans. That is one of the major things this is about.
Billions.
And you cannot continue to have this level of Marxist narco drug trafficking through Venezuela, through Honduras under the Marxist government there now, and through the Cuban regime. This cannot be.
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Venezuela has.
That's what this is about. That is what this is about. Not regime change.
Exactly. That's what I keep saying. Venezuela has 10 times the budget of the CIA for what they do. They prop up Cuba and Mexico, Honduras, Colombia, all of it. So I'm never for regime change. You know that. But in this case, if you could do it, it's also the piggy bank for the Democrats. It brings them all down. So what is your inside baseballer? What is the timetable? This huge blockade, grabbing their oil, going to China. This is escalating quickly.
Alex, I think that there's a missing piece here that we have to acknowledge, and that is I believe that there's very, very substantial evidence, provable evidence, hard evidence, not a theory, that the Venezuelan election company, election machine company, the Venezuela-affiliated company, was involved in the interference in our 2020 and 24 elections.
Gabbard came out 3 days ago and said they're getting ready to release that.
Yeah, as well as Chinese interference. Everything you've been told is wrong. Machines are connected to the internet. Machines can, there are programs that allow you to manipulate the data. This is really what Tina Peters is in prison for. In essence, she copied the fact that she had a vote count that had Donald Trump ahead. And then after an update by their machinery, suddenly Joe Biden was leading and she had the audacity to make a copy to prove that election fraud.
And
for that,
admitted Soros Secretary of State had published the codes publicly before.
Absolutely. So, but I think it's important that the president make the people understand that this is not some, it's not like the Iraq war where we had no inherent interest. We have an inherent interest in stopping the narco drug trade.
That's right. Americans are so used to wars aren't in our interest, which I was against everyone. I'm afraid the CIA will set Trump up just like Flynn said last week. But in general, he has the power, and this is the right move. Thomas Jefferson, like the Barbary War, would have already been in Venezuela. So you're 100% right. This is about us just like taking control of the Panama Canal. We've done that. Trump is literally securing the republic.
Look, I think, Alex, this is very, very important. The president very closely examined the case by the Biden Justice Department against former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. I was given by an American journalist a letter to transmit to the president from Hernandez. I read it carefully. I studied the entire case. I read the entire case file. I prayed about it. And then I decided to forward that letter to the president. I'd like to believe it had some basis for the president's decision to pardon Hernandez. But if you look at the case, it was the same lawfare tactics that were used against Trump, against Flynn, against myself. The two witnesses, let me back up. Hernandez is the first Honduran president to sign an extradition treaty with the United States. He did this specifically so they could extradite narco kingpins. Those two narco kingpins are extradited to the United States, stand trial, are convicted, are incarcerated, and then they're released from jail when they become witnesses against President Hernandez, and that's really the basis of their case. There's no cocaine, there's no money, there's no evidence. We have the word of two murderers, drug dealers.
But boil it down, there's a long history here. The CIA, with the Democrats, elements of it, have been laundering money. This is their secret piggy bank. The New York Times said right when Trump was president-elect, if he declares drug cartels terrorist, that'll hurt the stock market. They're not even denying that. So Trump is literally shutting down the CIA drug business.
I think this is important because you have to understand the impact of it. So Trump made a correct decision here. First of all, I was paid nothing for my advocacy. Anyone who says otherwise knows nothing. I studied the case. They framed this guy. He was framed by a politicized Justice Department. Why? To get him out of the way of the Marxists in Honduras. Now, this pardon came on the Friday before the national election. And in the national elections, the nationalists won that election. Tito Asfura, the candidate who earlier on Friday had been endorsed by Trump himself, beat what I thought was a setup in which the left-wing Libra party of Xiomar Castro,
our audience is very informed, but they're not a Latin American expert like you. Let's explain. Chile, all of it. the Trump and real America to secure our flank is making a move on Latin America, getting real elections. Populist conservatives are winning everywhere. This is cutting off the globalist control that they were using to control the United States. This is huge.
Yeah, so I think the key point here is the simple one, which is the Marxist Party Libra threw a ringer in this race to siphon votes from Astura, a former vice president who, quote unquote, broke with them. We know this move in New York politics. He's called a ringer or a fugazi. It didn't work, and the nationalists won. But the question here, Alex, is will we have another coup here? The Marxist government and their street troops have already said they're not going to accept the election in which they ran dead last at 19% of the vote.
So Trump says he may go into a bunch of South and Central American countries. Is that what we're talking about? We're in a battle literally with the Democrats, the deep state, elements of the CIA, the Chi-Coms, and the war is really undeclared, but World War IV is happening right now in Latin America.
I would put it slightly differently. We are prepared to stop the flow of deadly narcotics into our country. And any country that becomes a way station or part of that conspiracy.
No, I understand legally that's the weapon hitting us. That gives us the legal thing to do it, Roger. But just shoot the audience. Important. We're in a war with China and the Democrats with their money laundering in Latin America. This is, people won't, Trump doesn't have control of the Justice Department, but he does the military. And he has the Border Patrol, 96% shutdown. Wherever he's got control, he gets the job done. Let's just point blank about it. We're in a war with China. The battleground is Latin America.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's very important that people understand that the Chinese are relentless. So throughout the Caribbean, throughout Central America, throughout South America, when no one else will finance the hotel, when no one else will finance the hospital, when no one else will build their roads, some of these very extraordinarily poor, but some middle class African countries can't get capital in the United States because businessmen here are looking for deals that actually make money, investments that actually pay off.
The Chinese 5-year deals, not 100-year deals like the Chinese.
Well, and the Chinese are prepared to sign things that don't make sense economically to get their foot in your door and be in your country. So all of the CARICOM nations of the Caribbean, of all South America, I hear this everywhere I go. The Chinese are everywhere, and they burrow in, as you know, as they have in this country, into academia, into business, into all aspects of American life. And at the same time, they have been very strategically cornering the world market on rare earth minerals. Trump has launched an enormous initiative to push back and grab America's fair share of rare earth minerals, mine them quickly and use them.
And you can't understate how strategic. They had 98% when Trump got in a year ago. Now they have like 95. You have to, every machine, every computer has to have this. The globalist positioned China. Any Western company tried to get minerals, earth minerals, we got blocked. This was strategically done to give China dominance.
Well, the other thing that I learned this from our mutual friend, General Michael Flynn, the communist Chinese have a very, very, very sophisticated spy base on Cuba. They also have missiles on Cuba, and although they are technically defensive missiles, with an hour of reprogramming,
They can be retrofitted with nuclear warheads in about 10 minutes.
I think that's exactly right. So Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, they understand the Marxist narco-trafficking industry being propped up and funded by the Chinese. They understand it fully, and they're committed to fighting it in this hemisphere. This is one of the most important fights.
So but when do you, how far does this escalate? Because there's already an embargo, a blockade. That is war by any other name. A rose is still a rose by another name. How far is Trump willing to go with this? What do you expect to happen?
I can't answer your question because the most predictable thing about Donald Trump is that he's completely and totally unpredictable. There are some in Trump world, there's some even probably in his administration, who have suggested some kind of accommodation with Maduro, which he promises to be a good boy and hand over his oil leases to Chevron or some other American country. There are other voices who say we should, Soleimani this guy right now. Donald Trump will be the final decider. I think he's made it very clear, that the mafia run drug enterprise on the ground in Venezuela must stop. And if the only way to stop that is to take out Maduro, some way, then I think that's what he'll do. But that's just an opinion.
Well, clearly we're in maximum pressure mode here. and this is in our interest. So as we talk to Donald Trump's consigliere here, big picture, the polls, all of it, what can we do, what can Trump do to clearly explain, bet on this, you know, it's a no-brainer, people are informed. What does Trump need to do to win these midterms?
I think he's got to do a couple things, but first let's dispose of this. How outrageous is it when people in the media who knew that Joe Biden was essentially a veritable vegetable, I mean, totally incapable of knowing where he was, totally non-functional. How dare they say that Trump is ill, he's slipping, he's dying. I have now seen him twice in the last 2 weeks. Yes, he gets tired. Alex, he works very, very hard.
I get tired too.
He's 78 years old and he has more energy than I do. And he has his trademark optimism and he's funny. And this idea that he's, you know, besieged or angry.
Well, look, the whole corporate media ran with manic, horrible speech. The speech was high energy, focused, very well delivered. My issue wasn't the delivery. It was just that it wasn't hardcore enough.
Look, I think it was very important to get the American people to understand not only what he's already done, because the mainstream media certainly isn't going to cover that fairly, but also understand where he intends to take us. He knows, like Reagan, that the tax cuts, the regulatory cuts, the other stimulus to the economy by the end of 4 years, he's likely to have an even far stronger economy than he has today. Guys like Larry Kudlow, who I respect enormously, believe this. The housing market is going to improve when interest rates improve. What about a program of Trump homes across America? I think he's a big picture thinker. He's thinking about taking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac private and reaping those huge benefits for the American.
Sure, but how does he can get the public to say, I need your help, and then ways for them to feel like they're on the team? I think America wants to be conscripted.
I think the American people want three things. I think they want prosperity and opportunity at home. I think they want to be free from terror in their neighborhoods and their communities, whether it is from gang crime or individual criminals. I think they want to have some job opportunities. And I don't think they want to piss away a lot of money on endless foreign wars that have no point. Venezuela does not meet that criteria because it has to do with drugs in our nation.
Roger, stay there. I want to get into Letitia James, James Comey, Bongino leaving. We broke for anybody else. And Susie Wiles, straight ahead. Stay right there. Roger Stone, briefly. I'm funded not by the Qataris, the Israelis, or the Russians, or the Easter Bunnies. I'm funded by you. I need your support. Plus, our products are incredible. We have the final days of Christmas sale to the 23rd. But you want to get your orders in by tomorrow or Saturday to make sure you get it before Christmas. 60% off on ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss, all of it, all the best-selling supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. We need the funds. We're actually a little bit in the red. I'm asking for your support. The products are incredible. Take action now. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Go at 15 after. I want to hit all the other political news with you. And everything you're saying is true. But you have to remember, this is a particularly informed audience. And we get into the more advanced technicals of things. And I saw Trump's speech last night, only 20-something minutes long. It was all true. So refreshing compared to what the Democrats would do. But I think a little dense, like I said. Big picture. I know politically, gut level. I know when I'm right. But, you know, trillions of points go into it. Literally, the synapses in the brain. I don't know how he does it, but we'd have a war game, a brainstorm session. You need to go back to the White House, and we need to say, listen, it's not about Trump can do it all. He needs to say, I need your help. Here's how they're trying to block me. Here's what the courts have done. Here's what we had success, and we're turning it around, but also explain so that they know and they don't get instant gratification. Because like you said, it takes a year or so, and he only really got his people in like 6, 7, 8 months ago. So most economists I talked to said middle of next year could turn around. He has to get that across. They want the straight shooting. So do you agree with me that he needs to, I need you for the American Republic and explain what they're doing to try to block it? And then how do we do that? Because I know at a gut level that this is the key to victory. If he says, I need your help, like Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I think that's the missing ingredient here. Roger.
Alex, I agree with you. I think the president has to make this appeal because it's not about him. It's about the American people, but only they, in the end, can save themselves. But there's a couple of very important things I think he has to do other than the extraordinary economic recovery, which I think is well underway, and very shrewdly managed, by the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, who's a good friend and a great libertarian. He has to get to the bottom of the reliability, and the security. And the unbiased nature of these electronic voting machines. He can have the greatest record in the world. He can have the greatest messaging in the world. He can be poised to win by a landslide, but we cannot have a corrupted election. I'm convinced that in 2020, there is no way statistically Joe Biden won by 81.
Well, now all the proofs come out. Well, 100%. So,
but we can never let that happen again. So we now know it, but we have actually, he's issued executive orders, but it's not clear that those executive orders change anything other than stating his position. So we have to find a way to enforce that so that we are not subjected to manipulated electronic voting machines and we're not subjected to mysterious 3 o'clock in the morning, $100,000 paper ballots that have never been folded in half, but we're told have been mailed in. We cannot ever do that again. So we have to have a system that governs for clean elections. And then lastly, Alex, I think this is very key, and we can stay a little longer if you like.
Yeah, in fact, Roger, some stations don't carry this first five. We're on the internet, millions watching, but I want to have you start over because, oh my God, you couldn't come on the last week. You were too busy. I wanted you on about the election issue, and I'm remembering when you're saying this. Now we've moved on to the other issue. So let's start over when we come back, because I'm going to put this out on X and Rumble and everywhere else. And now there's less censorship or stuff punching through on TikTok and YouTube and everywhere. It's crazy to be back. But absolutely, I talked to high-level people that were in the meetings and told me over a month ago. Well, we'll just go to break and we'll come back with it. That Tulsi Gabbard was there, others at the cabinet meeting, and they presented the evidence of China with the chips through the companies in Taiwan into the United States, out of Venezuela, also the mail-in ballot fraud. Everything we heard 5 years ago has all been proven. The quarter million illegals on the voting rolls that they kept on the rolls in Arizona, on and on and on, all of it proven. And I told everybody from my sources that that's going to come out soon from the task force and Susie Wiles. A good thing she's got involved. And then last week, Trump comes out and says, oh, yeah, we've got, you know, truckloads of this is all about to come out. So what is your inside baseball on that in the war to secure our elections? Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. This is massive, exclusive news. We'll be right back. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you are about to get mega massive news. I've been trying to get Roger on for like a week and a half about this. He's been so busy he couldn't come on. And then there's so much new news, we got distracted by that. Though everything we just covered in the last 30 minutes was incredibly important. So Roger is about to reveal to you exclusive information, something he rarely does. He doesn't kiss and tell, but he's dialed in. And so over a month ago, my source, separate from Roger, was in a cabinet meeting with Susie Wiles, empowered by Trump, with his task force and the executive orders, you know, 6-8 months ago, whatever it was, to go out and look at everything that they already had. And it proved everything that people like Giuliani was saying and so many others, all that, you know, U.S. postal workers coming into Pennsylvania, and they're sitting there 7 hours with all these other trucks waiting. Why are we here? So the guy's a postal inspector. He can look at the mail legally. He goes and opens it, and it's all filled out for Joe Biden. He blows the whistle after the election. The FBI comes and threatens him. That's just one little piece. China shipping in ballots all filled out for Joe Biden. 1 a.m., closing down the polling places, covering up the windows. In come the trucks. The dead people voting, the making shorter ballots in Republican districts in Houston and Maricopa County, you know, Phoenix, all of it. And so you have the Director of National Intelligence tasked with this. She's done her job, exposed so much, it's incredible. She doesn't get the attention it should on Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, you know, all the espionage, the election fraud. So I started talking to Roger about a month ago. I said, this is what I heard. And I heard you were there. And Roger's like, yeah, I can't talk about this right now, but they're going to get a report out, you know, hopefully early next year. But yeah, I was, and so Roger wouldn't talk about it. So I had Roger on about other issues today, but I was trying to get him on the last few weeks about this, but I got distracted. And he's like, now let's go back to this. And then during the break, he said, no, I'm ready to tell some of it. So this is exclusive. You saw Trump just a week and a half ago say, oh, we got truckloads. It's horrible. It's, you know, worse than you know. Like, we'll play the clip right now so I don't paraphrase him. This is ultra mega massive, ladies and gentlemen. So this is such a huge story because if we don't secure this, it doesn't matter if he gets a landslide. This is so important. Here's President Trump.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
And in Minnesota and in California, where they now admit in congressional, in state legislative hearings, no, we let illegals vote. So this fact is coming out. Now Roger's ready to talk about this. What was it, 6-7 months ago, Trump signed this task force, and it's all going on. And I know Lindell has been heavily involved. He confirmed on air. He said, no, it's good. A few weeks ago, he said, it's bad. It's coming out. So what's the time frame? Start at the beginning, Roger, about what's going on, why elections obviously are so important, and what we should see when this comes out. Because this is going to be a game changer.
I think it's important that people understand the background. So people in the election integrity community and other patriots who have technical backgrounds arranged to show Susie Wiles absolute indisputable proof that both the Venezuelans and the Chinese have manipulated voting machines to interfere in our elections. That's without even getting into paper ballots. It was her decision to take them to the president. It was her recommendation to the president that he approve her plan to appoint a working group under Tulsi Gabbard, but including others from other important agencies to examine all the evidence and come back with a report. Now, we know from sources that working group has already seen the evidence of both Venezuelan involvement, Communist Chinese involvement, and online manipulation of numbers, and that's before we know what they conclude about mail-in ballots, because they're still continuing their work. But the important thing here is not just proving what happened in 2020 and probably 2026 to a certain extent, but being sure that it does not happen again. And therefore, the president's, I think, menu, which is correct, paper ballots like they have in France. If the French can count 38 million paper ballots in one day, surely Americans can. Voting on one day, yes, we have absentee voting, but you have to have a reason, like it has always been, a disability, work out of town, military service, in which case you should be voting with a military ballot. But these voting 3 weeks after the elections we cannot let that continue. The abuses of mail-in votings have to be addressed.
Well, Roger, that's what I was going to say, is just interrupt. He's got to stop wars. He's got to secure the border. He's got to take on the Federal Reserve and win. He's literally fighting this giant hydra, and energy's down, and inflation is slowed, and housing prices are dropping the first time in 30 years or more. So people say, well, wait, one day you're mad at Trump. Well, that's when people in his administration do something wrong. I'm putting pressure on the next. It's like a football coach is happy when we just want to play. When we have a bad play, I'm yelling at the team. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the boss, but I'm the constituent. That's what I'm doing. But this is so epic, because I talked to people that were in those meetings as well. And like you said, the thing with China and the chips, the cell phone activation systems brought out of China, put into Taiwan, shipped to Venezuela, multiple companies. That's confirmed. That's coming out. Gabbard has already released things saying they're about to release the proof of this. That scares the hell out of them. But then you've got all the other fraud going on and Act Blue and everything else. What is the effect of this? Well, do we have any idea? I was told by Lindell, and I heard this too from my source at the White House, yours are better, that sometime in January, Lindell, when I said this, said, yeah, that's what I'm told. What is the time frame when this evidence is put out?
Well, I'm not sure that Mike Lindell knows, but I think there's a key point here, Alex, and that is that we can have the greatest policies in the world. If we do not fix this, really nothing else matters. Let's be clear, once it is made absolutely, it's released and it's verifiable and undisputed, the mainstream media will do everything humanly possible to discredit it, as they did the long-coming declassified documents that prove beyond any shadow of doubt that Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Susan Rice and CIA Director John Brennan, particularly FBI Director Comey, National Director of Intelligence Clapper, Rod Rosenstein, the Acting Attorney General, Robert Mueller, the Special Counsel, Andrew Weissman, his hatchet man.
Or a conspiracy against the American people.
Norm Eisen, Mary McCord, and all that. These people were involved in a seditious conspiracy against the United States. And it's a seditious conspiracy that begins in 2016-17. It's kicked off with a White House meeting in which Barack Obama himself is in the chair. He's given it an intelligence assessment that is cooked. We know it was a fraud.
And Gabbard's already, we knew this at the time and exposed it. We know the names, the programs. She's now released documents proving it. Why don't we get prosecutions? That ties into Bongino. Well, I don't think he's a bad guy.
That's exactly where it goes, Alex, which is, I think, the third leg of the stool. The people in the president's base, we don't want retaliation or revenge. That is not what this is about. This is about accountability and justice. People who broke the law and the Constitution in their manic desire to destroy Donald Trump, to keep him off the ballot, to bankrupt him, to shoot and kill him, these people have to be held accountable.
About justice. You get a murderer off the street for justice, but also so they can't do it again. Akeem Jeffries, they've all said it. They're going to be even more scourged to earth. They get back in 3 years, buddy. They are coming day one with SWAT teams to our houses.
I'm just telling you, it'd be tough to come harder than they did last time. And, they'll lose in court again if they want to go invent something.
No, I know, but people like ask why I let it go. You're mad at Trump, but you love Trump. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm not saying he's my horse, but if I got a horse I'm trying to get through the desert on and the horse starts going over here the wrong direction, I'm like, hey, go this way, buddy. I mean, this is our lifeboat here. I need Trump to succeed. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, but I think he has to do those three things. We have to have continued improvement in the economy. Check. That's going to happen. We're going to continue to bring millions in revenues into the country. He's going to continue to deport the most dangerous, vile gang members and criminals. I do think those should be prioritized. And I think you should pursue those people before you look at people who've been in the country for 25 years, paying taxes and working hard to support their families.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. First, they were only going to hit the people with huge criminal records. People are hard to find. So I just went with the quota, so it's grabbing everybody.
But then we have to ensure that the next elections are honest or none of this will matter. And lastly, we have to be sure that there is a two-tier justice system and that those who commit these egregious crimes are held accountable. The way that James Comey slipped off the hook here is really quite extraordinary, Alex. I would like to go through that, if I may.
Yeah, let's go through how he slipped off the hook.
Yeah, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was one Eric Siebert. He was nominated by Donald Trump, but he was recommended by the Rhino Republican governor, Youngkin, and he was warmly supported by the two Democrat U.S. senators from Virginia, Warner, who's a loudmouth, and Kane. That should make you very suspicious. Now, he was never confirmed by the Senate, but the federal judges in this district then made him the U.S. attorney. For 51 months, he worked to write a report that would exonerate James Comey from the simple charge of lying to Congress. The charge was Comey lied under oath when he specifically said he had never leaked classified information and instructed third parties to leak it to make Donald Trump look bad, and he'd never leaked such items himself. Those were both lies. But despite that, Siebert planned to give him a clean bill of health. Siebert never disclosed, this prosecutor, that he himself had an egregious conflict of interest. His father-in-law, his wife's father, was James Comey's the godfather of James Comey's daughter, and had worked for Director Comey as a private attorney. So this guy should have recused himself. Trump, when he learned all this, essentially fired him. He appointed an interim U.S. attorney, Lindsay Halligan, who the media has unfairly called a beauty queen or an insurance lawyer. She's a brilliant lawyer. She was a senior partner at a major Florida firm where she oversaw all civil litigation specific to mortgages and finance, which comes back to the Letitia James case. And then Comey managed
to get... Sure, for folks that don't know, the best lawyers are in corporate America. They're not, I'm not putting down prosecutors in general, but the best ones are in corporate America. So the idea that some big corporate lawyer that deals with fraud doesn't know, no, the best are in the private industry. The fact Trump can pull
So what happened here then is, rather than deal with the actual charges against Comey, the judges in this case, three judges particularly, all violated the canon of ethics, all acted unconstitutionally and illegally to dismiss this case, and they dismissed it after attacking the prosecutor over and again from the bench, which is not allowed.
So what's going to happen now?
They dismissed the case on the technicality that Halligan's appointment was illegal.
Sure, we know that. Is Comey reindicted?
No, I don't think so, because the statute of limitations here is running. But, Alex, here's the most incredible
tolling?
Part.
There's tolling, though.
But here's the most incredible part. We just learned that 2 weeks before he was fired, the individual that had been sent the documents, Daniel... Friedman, I think his name was, sued to get his documents back, and the judge allowed that. So in other words, there's a criminal investigation. They find the absolute proof, that Daniel Richmond, pardon me, had been sent
to
the
Comey's admitted, for those who don't know, I didn't leak. I gave it to this professor to leak. Now he admit, oh, those are my documents, even though it's proof. It's incredible.
And then the court gives the evidence back to the perp. I've never heard of this. That is beyond belief. He sues to say, oh, your investigation of me violated my Fourth Amendment rights. Give me the evidence that proves that Comey and I are guilty back. That's in essence what he says. But the case will probably die because of the statute of limitations.
Comey later admitted, well, I said I never leaked because I gave it to somebody else to do it. It doesn't work like that. It's like if a mafia don tells a capo, kill somebody, he tells a soldier, kill him. He's just as guilty as a soldier.
Absolutely true, which leads us, of course, to the same case in the same jurisdiction. That is Letitia James. Even though they all attacked her, Lindsey Halligan, who's never been a criminal prosecutor, took that case to a grand jury and got an indictment on all multiple counts of mortgage fraud and bank fraud. Alex, this is a crime. Not only is it a crime, but is the exact crime that Letitia James was charged with. She herself has prosecuted people for in New York State. This is a documents case. There's no gray area here. She either did or did not sign documents under oath in two different places saying two different things, knowingly and benefit from doing so. She did. So there is no question that this is a crime. So Halligan, again, that her case against Letitia James is thrown out when they challenge from the Comey case. Her appointment is wrongly decided. I believe her appointment is legal under the Vacancies Act, but these judges abuse the law to get rid of these cases. So then the Justice Department sends in a new lawyer who takes the Letitia James case, which is an open shut documents case, in front of the grand jury, and two times the grand jury declines to vote a bill of indictment. That tells me that something's wrong. Now, you examine the attorney who handled this, an attorney named Keller. Don't know the man, but I do know he hasn't been in a criminal court since 2011. His expertise is in civil matters. So why the Justice Department would assign this guy to the case who does not live in the jurisdiction makes no sense to me at all. On the other hand, I believe that there are other cases against Letitia James. My sources tell me there's a bribery tax evasion case in the Northern District of New York. That would be Albany. Whether or not the Justice Department holds that up in Washington.
Let's talk big
or
picture, Roger. People want justice, and they and so bigger than the economy. I talk to people on the street every day. Bigger than everything. They want deep state in trouble. Then they would understand and not getting instant gratification. So, and I know Trump, you know, the hot mic a week ago, all pissed. Oh, they're running the clock out. Where's the prosecutions? What do you make about it? I know we don't want to, you don't want to fight people. I get it. I want to believe in Cash Patel. I want to believe in Bongino. We nailed it. Our guest, Kyle Seraphin, a month ago said they'll be gone by Christmas. It's happened. He's upset about what's going on. What's the shakeup in the DOJ that I hear is coming?
I don't know that there is yet. I think that remains to be seen. I do want to leave this enough time to talk about what everybody in Washington is talking about, which is Susie Wiles. I think this is
Let's tee that up. So we see these Atlantic articles, and we see Vanity Fair, and we see CNN and MSNBC, and we see her doing interviews, and some of it is public, some of it's not. What's really going on with Susie Wiles? Did she betray Trump? What's really happening here?
First of all, I think it's important to just to set the table and say that she's been a friend of mine all the way back to the Reagan campaign. She's an enormously capable person. And unlike previous chiefs of staff for Donald Trump, she doesn't think her job is to delude him or slow him down or change his mind. She's allowed to express her opinion. But that's what went wrong with H.R. McMaster, and then also went wrong with General John Kelly. They thought they were saving the world from Donald Trump. So I think that she has an extraordinarily difficult time. Now, Alex, when you're the chief of staff of the White House, particularly when the first woman chief of staff, when people are unhappy about any policy or action by Donald Trump, they don't want to blame Trump. So she unfairly gets the brunt for things that she really has nothing whatsoever to do with. She's not a globalist. She was not in the World Economic Forum. She did not work as a lobbyist for Big Pharma. She is not holding up the child vaccination schedule. But she is the person who forged the historic alliance between Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump and united MAGA and MAHA in a very skillful and long drawn out negotiation because they were pretty far apart in the beginning.
So you're saying all this attacks on Wiles is a psyop?
On the big three things that matter to us, in my opinion, those being making America healthy again, having honest elections, and bringing the perps who were involved in the Russian collusion seditious conspiracy hoax to justice, Susie Wiles is leading the fight for all of those things. That's why, and she's quietly effective. I don't know if some left-wing reporter jackpotted here. You can take things out of context and make them sound very different than in context. You also can use partial quotes where you slice a piece off that makes the second part more understandable. I'm not going to nitpick this piece. She says in the piece, for example, according to Vanity Fair, that Bill Clinton never visited Epstein Island when, in fact, my 2015 book, Clinton's War on Women, proves that Epstein was there on the island at least three times. The FAA records prove it. The sworn testimony of multiple victims, including Virginia Roberts Giuffre, prove it. And the FAA records show that Clinton is on the plane, Epstein's plane, 27 times.
But as you said, you've been there when they're having their task force stuff on election fraud. She's all over it. We're going to see that hopefully report soon. In closing, RogerStoneZone.com, what is your real prognosis for the midterms? How can we course correct to make it even more hardcore? What do we need to do, not just President Trump?
Well, first of all, in politics, a week is a lifetime. So anybody, any analyst, any talking head, any podcaster who tells you it's over, the Republicans will definitely lose the House, they could, it's impossible to say. Our politics are more volatile than they've ever been before. And Trump is a natural phenomena who's been counted out many, many other times. And I think it would be a mistake to count him out now. Is everything perfect? No, not everything's perfect. But just be clear, Kamala Harris could have been president here. So I think he's building an extraordinary record. And I think it's important that he tell people why we're in Venezuela, as well as, and then pivot back to the domestic issues, which is what people really vote on.
Well, I totally agree with you, StoneZone.com. And again, people get confused. They go, well, Alex is bitching about Trump over here, but loving him here. No, I'm like a football coach. I'm a constituency. And when I think that, the 11 guys do a good job, I'm like, great job. I say, hey, you do that better. I mean, that's where we are. We're not a cult. And Trump course corrects when we give him good advice. And that's what's exciting about him. So amazing. Roger, thank you so much. Incredible interview.
Alex, it appears the president is on the cusp of deregulating or changing the scheduling of marijuana from a class one drug to a class three drug, which I think is a very, very smart move. in terms of reality, banking, and so on.
All right. Roger Stone, talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Thanks.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA Revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'll tell you my biggest frustration. I know there's 1,000 flavors, 10,000 flavors, 1,000,000 flavors of BS out there. And it's because most people in most systems try to create an angle in some business or some culture just for power. And then you've also got a little weird, you know, side stuff that goes on. But I've really been studying history. I've really been living in the middle of the fight for 31 years. And I was called to this. And God told me 26, 27 years ago, I've told the story 1,000 times, I'm going to tell it again. I told it back at the time when I was on, you know, maybe 100 radio stations and making films. But a shadow of what we are today reaching people, that God said, this is what's going to happen. Here's the plan. And this is your mission. And I said, God told me this is the mission. It's not like you hear God's voice. It's like you're just given the information. But it's like each drop of the information is like a lifetime. And you don't even know how to scan it at the time. It's such a huge piece of data that as you then live later, that data you were given is then revealed, each little piece of it. I saw Dark Waters, that great talk show host, black pastor, his description, when he gets downloads from God, it's exactly the same. It's like, bzz, 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 bzz. It's like kind of like seeing it all. Like, what's that? So I know we're on a mission. I know we're changing the world. And it is very paradoxical because you look at what Kennedy's doing and Tulsi Gabbard and the Border Patrol and ICE, I mean, being demonized, attacked, doing their job, David versus Goliath, and you see all the other great things that are going on. And I just want to celebrate all that. But then when Trump's making missteps and his people are, that'll ruin all that, I got to get really aggressive because that's what gets their attention. And then my phone is White House, White House, White House, White House, White House, which is totally different. The Democrats want to put me in prison and kill me and you. With Trump, we get real responsiveness. That again, shows how good he is. And they just keep throwing out these Epstein things that are nothing burgers, nothing ever there. And he mishandles it. And we don't go, oh, great, he mishandled it. We get to say we're better than him and dunk on him. We're like, no, oh, please don't, no. So Trump is really down in the real polls. We've looked at the wide spectrum of them. But that's because, really, people want instant gratification. I mean, people before me knew it was a big deal to even cook dinner and have food. They knew what went into it. But by the time I was born, it was fast food. And, you know, you pull in, hey, hurry up, mommy. I want my Happy Meal right now. But my instant gratification problems are nothing compared to the younger generation. In fact, I'm saying on average, not bashing all young people, but we all know it. They don't even, they can't even comprehend not having something instantly. And we got the numbers on it. I mean, it's just insane. So we need Trump to succeed. And to do that, we've got to be the watchman on the wall and put pressure on him. Now, listen to me right now. Before I had all this other news, and it's important, and it's big, and it's victory. To continue to secure these victories and how far we've come, you have to support the outlets that are telling the truth. You have to get serious. You have to get committed. And when I said Trump's got to call the American people to take action peacefully, we should develop the plan and what people can do at different levels, because it's not just that it'll move the needle, but it will empower them to see they're part of it. And now they know they're on the team. That's the final equation. I got a lot of ideas, but I don't pretend to say what the exact meat and potatoes of the plan should be. But obviously the no-brainer is call the people. Because the left and the globalists, they're organized. They're moving forward. They're being paid to do what they do. Well, our payoff is liberty and freedom and not being slaves. And then all the great success and largesse that comes with that. But we also know that's a curse in a way. But it's better than slavery. So it's a paradox. So when I get up here in this long protracted war with the top Democratic Party law firms and all of it, and I tell you, we're in the red. I don't want to tempt the Lord thy God, but let's just say this. If I didn't want to tempt the Lord my God, I'd say, strike me down if I'm lying on my children. And you notice they said all these hundreds of millions of dollars. Later came out of court. Oh, it turns out Jones doesn't have anything. Never really had anything. Had a few million dollars. And that was just backup money to fund the operation. I don't care about money. I don't care about trappings and crap and bull. I care about victory. But I need money to beat the enemy. And I've had their full force against us. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to shut us down. And with $25 million, the last 6-7 years, we've held them off. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball and what's going on, because I don't want to reveal strategy and things. But let's just say this. The criminal investigations into them are ongoing. There's been stuff launched. They're really upset. They're really scared. You notice that they were announcing months ago we'd be shut down within weeks. You notice that didn't happen. Because they're kind of now realizing we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. We have our civil rights suit, conspiracy against rights, ready. But we keep getting more whistleblowers, more data, more info. That is, if you think the stuff you've seen so far was bad, it is spectacular. Insiders, everything coming over to us, who finally, like Darth Vader, you know, grabbing Palpatine and throwing him down the reactor shaft. I mean, we've reached that moment. We were going to file 2 weeks ago. We're going to file yesterday. We're just like, it's like, I make the call and God, this is so incredible. Let's do these interviews. Let's get that ready. I mean, this is insane. But the variable factor is the economy shot. I already know all that. There's so many other people on air. People have heard me in this fight so long. It's like, oh, he'll always survive. Only if God works through you. Because I'll never give up, never back down, never give in, never sell out, but I could give out. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexjonesreport.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. Call your physician, double-check any drugs you're on, because it can have bad interactions with SSRIs and things. In my opinion, you should be on this anyways. It's not SSRI, it just interacts with it. It's how powerful it is. We don't want you jumping off cliffs here. I mean, this is not, we're not selling BS here. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because again, a good salesman sells a product that works. And it's good. And that I use. So, give yourself this Christmas the gift of health. Take the challenge. Go to thealexjonesreport.com now. And get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good and hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. But the best stuff in life, you get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks for this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. Who are my guests? Who's right? Over and over and over and over again. Like Kyle Serafin. He said a month ago and 2 weeks ago, he'll be gone by Christmas. He comes on a couple days ago and says he'll be gone. He'll announce Wednesday he's gone. He did. I mean, he nailed it. And I see all these other conservative talk shows going, God, who could have known? Incredible news. Shocker. And I'm just like, I guess you're not listening to the show. Like, if I was a regular person, which I am, we're all regular people. I mean, if there was a show like mine, I'd be like listening to every freaking word, you know? Because, I mean, listen, I get up at 3 the thing, I keep saying 4 a.m. because it sounds more reasonable. I get up at 3 a.m. now. I guess I'm going to get like Trump when I'm old, you know? My dad used to sleep like 6 hours a night. Now he sleeps like 1 hour. I go to bed at 10. I wake up at 3. I go to bed at midnight. I wake up at 3. It doesn't matter now. My point is, what do you think I'm doing? 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm not the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, you need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But it's okay. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. And so that's where we are. But it's so simple. It's not a hard sell. It's a call to clarity. I understand you're all raised in front of a TV show. You know, I was not that much, but some. And it's like, oh, it's another show. It's another pitch. It's another, because there's so much competition out there. Everybody's pitching. No, folks. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product, and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. It's a no-brainer. Use logic. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. You get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally to pay the rent and the payroll. So I've always told you, I've never taken money from rich people. I've never gotten special interest. I've got my Rolodex out, and I mean, there'll be no strings attached, but I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Cause I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. Like I made that famous joke when they were trying to say Trump was gay or whatever, which obviously he's not. And I said, listen, if he's going to stop nuclear war, I don't care if they got a video of him sucking on a ding dong. I'd rather not have a nuclear war. And they go, oh, Jones says he's gay. You know, all this misrepresentation, all this misrepresentation. The point is, I won't suck a cock to stop the New World Order, but I will eat dog shit. Okay? I mean, I'm serious. I will sit there. If I could defeat the New World Order today and they said, you got to eat 100 pounds of dog crap, I'd do it. I mean, I just want to beat these people, folks. I'm sorry to be gross, but I'm just being where I'm at here. Okay? So I need your support. Damn it. It's so simple when the sure things didn't sell gold for 14 years. Because the market was over and I know what I'm doing. And I come right in and I say, get it now. And silver's up 200%, gold's up whatever. I mean, you know, I'm not going to steer you wrong, folks. It's insane. It's not a hard sell. The hard sell is, why aren't more of you? Why is less than 1% of you ever buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com? That's crazy. Do you have any idea what these products will do? Do you have any idea that they work? Do you think I'm going to sell you bullshit when I'm willing to die for the truth? But one way or the other, we're staying on the air. I just don't want to start getting in this position of donors. I don't mind it. It's just weird. To me, it's not how I operate. I've never had to take rich people's money to stay on air because I just, it's not how I operate. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? When you're up against the wall and you ain't got any more to give, you got to tell people that. I've given you everything I got, folks. I've given you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is, only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group, but you know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it. And the president better call on the power of God like he did when they tried to kill him a year and a half ago. And he was a new guy for about 8 months. And he kind of reverted back to the old Trump where he can do it. He can do it. No, you can't. Only Jesus Christ can do it. Call the power of Christ, Trump. And then call on the power of the people through Christ. And give us some jobs to do, and we will love it, and we will understand it, and we will commit. I mean, look at Kennedy. Notice you don't see a lot of news unless it's negative. It would take me hours. Absolutely wrecking Big Pharma. You have the twin nuke from orbit of MTG getting her bill out of the house to make it a felony to cut little boys' peckers off and give them chemicals, and little girls cut the breast off. Of course that should be done. It's already been banned in Europe. And she went under total hell to get that done. And now we got to do the Senate and the rest of it. And Kennedy comes out today, he's already been planning it, and says we're banning these deadly chemicals, it's illegal, you're not supposed to give these off-label, and we're banning the transgender surgeries, and I got that clip coming up. That's today. We are on the march. This is happening. Hallelujah. So we're getting more done the last year with Trump than patriots have gotten done in 100 years in a fight against the globalists. That's the Federal Reserve. People say, well, then why are you bitching at Trump? When it's a course correction. That's all it is. So, I salute MTG. I salute Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I salute Tulsi Gabbard. I salute Tom Homan. Noam's not getting kicked out. She's getting ready to run for president. She's leaving. She did an excellent job. Excellent job. Got their funding quadrupled and scaled it up overnight. I mean, these are rock stars. I mean, if you knew how the bureaucracy operated, I know a lot of you do. These people are just like Herculean crap. I mean, this is like badass. And that's why our enemies are so energized, because they know we're beating them. We're at the crux of the battle right now. So again, whatever you do, you don't have to buy the products. Just share the live feeds. Just tell people about the local radio station. Just tell your email list, your text messages. Here's the forbidden show. Here's the link. When you do that, it changes the world. But I don't like spending hours a day running around, scrounging around for money. And I get the economy's tough. But I can't do this without you. It's like betting on a horse that's won all the Kentucky Derbies or something. I mean, it's just true. And I'm not the horse. It's this whole operation. Bet on yourself. Bet on InfoWars. I bet on you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get the products. Sign up for AutoShip. Become a VIP. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend the store each month for $30. Special deal, special offers. You can cancel anytime. What type of commitment is that? Just it's a tiny commitment to get better deals, to have a relationship with us. I want to get in bed with you, politically, culturally, spiritually. I want to you have a great time and get empowered. I want a relationship. I want you to come to my restaurant, eat my food. It's delicious. It's high quality. It's low price. You come back. I want a relationship. I'm not a pirate trying to hit you over the head with a hammer and steal your watch. I want to build a civilization with you. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a patriot. I've proven it up one side and down the other. And I have to sit here and do this. You know, I could. Here's the thing. There's a good chance they shut us down. And when we're off the air and all this stuff's going on, people are going to freak out. But see, I don't do that. I don't take a dive. I don't play the victim. I fight up to the last second. I never surrender. And if you could see what I've seen, if you knew what I knew, if you've been through that, well, you want to join right away because it's been such an adventure. The adventure of fighting tyranny is the greatest thing ever. I just want you to join us in this fight. And all those that have commissioned me in this fight, don't ever call here and thank me. Thank you for keeping me in the fight, because I'm born and bred to fight. I want to fight. Like a Labrador Retriever wants to swim. It was bred to, you know, and Labrador up by Canada to grab the nets and bring in the freezing water to fish all day. It's sweet. It's loving. It's hardworking. It'll go 18 hours a day as long as you give it water and feed it. And I'm just like that. I just want to go out and get the nets, except I'm a Labrador Retriever. I'm a sweet, loving, creature that's trained to kill wolves. Nice family pet, sleep on your couch, sleep at the end of your bed, bring the newspaper. But a sheepdog, when it sees a wolf, becomes crazed and kills it. And that's who I am. I just want to destroy wolves. But I need you to point me at them. I can't do it without you. All I need is a bowl of dog food at night. When I get cut up, I just need to be stitched up. And I'm not doing you a favor. I want to kill wolves. Metaphysically, I want to bite them. I want to tear their necks out. Okay. I'm bred for it. It's what I'm supposed to do. I just want to attack the enemy. Just let me destroy them. But you cannot beat the enemy until you start backing the warriors that God has given you in this fight. And that doesn't even mean me. Don't support me. Pray to God what you should do. Start your own podcast. Do your own thing. Run for office. I don't care. Just get engaged now. Attack, 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 attack. or roll over and die and run up the white flag and hand your kids over to them. All right, I didn't mean to go to hall and plug. I didn't plug earlier, so I stood there. It just drives me up the wall that we're winning in court and all the stuff behind the scenes, and then we're just, I'm driving down the highway, and I'm at zero in the gas. And I'm looking at the gas station. It's 5 miles away, and I can get there. But if I don't have money when I get there, I'm done. And it'll be okay. Maybe God wants that. Maybe God wants people to go off the air, and you see that, and then, oh, God. You know, it's just absolutely insane. It's been a long fight. I get it. But that's the whole point of a war. There's no war that's a sprint. They're all marathons, boys and girls. And those of you that get threatened by a marathon, you don't get the last few miles, you're high as a kite. I mean, this all good things in life are about marathons. Life is a marathon. Raising children is a marathon. A marriage is a marathon. Everything is about the marathon. And if you don't understand that, you understand nothing. You know, I didn't get to the Kennedy stuff yet. We got a special guest coming on. Oh, he's in the fourth hour. I get the Kennedy right away. And I'm telling you, man, this twin nuclear strike from orbit, and it should be easy to beat it. Brainwashing kids, cutting them out from their parents, telling them they're this new creature, cutting their genitals off, and now you got the bill passed in the House to ban it, and you got Kennedy coming in and nuking it, saying we're banning all this crap. It's beautiful. And so they got tranny groups. They just arrested more today, plan to blow everything up. And the Democrats were like, Republicans are obsessed with transgender or whatever. Obsessed with people targeting kids? And people go paradoxical. Like I've had Blair White in here, who's been a conservative, you know, trans person. When Blair White first went public, like 15 years ago or whatever, I had him on. That's a nice person. That's a person that thinks that a woman went and did all this stuff and is not targeting kids and speaks out against it before it was even cool to do. I don't hate Blair White. I hate anybody, whether they're a black man, a white man, a white woman, a Hispanic man, whatever, that targets kids with drugs or brainwashing to cut their peckers off. It's real simple. Oh, look, he's a hypocrite. Look, he had on his show these people said they were nice. It's on my show. It ain't like you found some hidden base and found me out in the shed, you know, playing with my ding-dong. I love the stuff where it's on my show. They go, look, we got him. We caught him. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate people that are transgender. From the first waves of this, that's historic. That's always happened here and there. The chemicals are twisting and bending and even changing brain chemistry where people really do feel like they're another sex. I'm not judging them, but going in and targeting kids to confuse them, to put them as part of a depopulation plan, that's what I oppose. Hey, if somebody's got cancer and doesn't want to ruin their family and spend all their money and they want to go bow on the back 40 and blow their head off, that's between them and God. They say it's a sin, but I'm not going to judge them. I understand it. Don't have the state come in when somebody's got a broken back or whatever and say, we're not going to give you drugs, just sign this paper, we're going to kill you. Or, oh, this kid is mentally ill, the state's their ward, we're going to kill him. I'm against state-sponsored euthanasia because it would always become the state pushing it, which everybody warned and which they now do. So there's no hypocrisy there. You're a free will creature. You have a right to kill yourself. Just don't make me with taxpayer money pay for it and don't involve the government because that's dangerous. And that's what they want. And, of course, everything we warned about with the euthanasia movement is all there, where it's the government forcing people into it now. That's the difference, see? Am I against suicide? No, that's your right to do it. I'm against the state being involved. Am I against some guy who thinks he's a woman? No, that's your free will. Just don't get around the kids. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Well, I got good news. I got top advisors to the president calling me, saying they want to work with the development plan for Trump reaching out to the American people and rallying them, directly conscripting them. And conscript means forcing you, but you know what I mean, drafting people of their free will into the next phase of this. So that's exciting. Now, look, I'm for marijuana decriminalization. And Trump has done more than anybody. Obama said he wouldn't. And we shouldn't throw marijuana smokers in prison. But marijuana is 10, 20, 30 times stronger, depending on the strain, than it used to be. Because I'm never a big pot guy, but I've smoked it in high school and college a few times. I've smoked it, you know, every few years. I mean, it's just stuff will knock you down like a horse kicking in the head. And it creates schizophrenia, you name it. But you shouldn't throw people in prison for it. We should decriminalize it. Trump just lowered the schedule of it. So they don't treat it like a narcotic. I think that's overall good. Here's part of the ongoing press conference.
Listen in. Group of people behind me, mostly medical people and brilliant people, and they really know what they're doing. And I just want to thank them. They truly gave their lives in terms of the time and all of the incredible work they've done over the years and arriving at the position they have now. Most respected people in the country. Today, I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses. We have people begging for me to do this, people that are in great pain. For decades, this action has been requested by American patients suffering from extreme pain, incurable diseases, aggressive cancers, seizure disorders, neurological problems and more, including numerous veterans with service-related injuries and older Americans who live with chronic medical problems that severely degrade their quality of life. And it's I can't tell you. I think I probably have received more phone calls on this, on doing what we're doing. I don't think I've received any calls on the other side of it, but hopefully this reclassification, which, by the way, polls at 82%, will help many of those patients live a far better life. We're joined today by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's doing a fantastic job, Administrator of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr.
Mehmet
Oz,
targeted benefits in a lot of ways.
Commissioner Dr. Marty McCary, Director of
it certainly is, you know, in ways to get from God. It can also be misused, my point.
And the Director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Valkow, as well as Dr. Ilana Braun from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Duke University's Dr. David Caseret, the National Commander of the American Legion, Dan Wiley, and my friend Howard Kessler. Howard, how are you feeling? I'm telling you, he looks better than he did 20 years ago. Okay. But I don't want to go through what you went through to get there.
Okay.
Right? But it looks like you're doing great. I'm proud of you. I want to emphasize that the order I am about to sign is not the legalization or it doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug. It has nothing to do with it. Just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage and never, you know, if you look at some of the damage that can be caused, wreck lives, and if it's abused, it's never safe to use powerful control substances in recreational manners, and especially in this case, if you take a look, illegal and unregulated drugs, very, very bad thing.
Yeah, they spike a lot of marijuana and fentanyl. So Trump, as usual, I didn't see what he said. I totally agree. Yeah, no, for medical use, green light, the whole deal. That's great.
They would look at me and they said, Dad, would you stop saying that? I would say it every time I looked at it practically. Young Americans are especially at risk, so unless a drug is recommended by a doctor for medical reasons, just don't do it.
Well, he's not a threat in prison for recreational use. That's good. All right, we're going to come back with a huge Kennedy announcement. This is massive. Stay with us. You want to nuke the transgender death cult? We just did it. Stay with us.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I had seen Trump's press conference, and I prefaced it with what I thought was good about it, because I'd seen the order, the leak of the order, and then he said exactly what I was going to say. It's not why we're simpatico. It's why he listens so much to what we say. And I've been harping last night after a speech that overall was a great speech, but a little too technical, on he's got to go on offense, he's got to explain his existential war, he's got to have some way to draft people in to understand that we're on this team, they're on that team, and then create examples of what people can do to win the midterms and to energize the country and to, you know, win the 2028 election. And now the White House is blowing my phone up. They love the idea. They want to get my ideas on it. That's how exciting it is that you kept us on air to this point. We've had major influence, all of us together. You're not a listener. You're not a viewer. You are an info warrior. You sound like you're a little deputy, like you're a kid that you visit the sheriff's department and they give you a little sticker. Oh, you're a deputy today. You're not part of this. You are this. You're the whole shooting match. So get that through your brain, please. But MTG has fought for years to get her ban on transgender surgeries and sterilization chemicals for boys and girls under the age of 18. I was saying 17. And she got attacked, she got blocked, she got threatened, but it passed the House yesterday. Now the fight in the Senate and all the rest of it. But this is a real litmus test. And you've got upwards of 90% of people. It's not a 70-30, it's a 90-10. No men and women's bathrooms, no men and women's sports, no brainwashing kids and cutting them out from their family and the schools, public and private, getting grants from the Pritzkers and others to go in and tell them they're another sex. This is child abuse to the next level, inducting them into a medical cult. So MTG, House passes bill to prosecute doctors and parents for sex changes of children with three Democrats joining Republicans, but four Republicans voting against. We need to look at those people. Trans Rep Tim McBride freaks out ahead of vote. We got video of that coming up. But first, here's Kennedy today, 9-minute clip, dropping nukes from orbit on him, saying, yeah, this is all illegal now. We're coming after you. This is so exciting. You want developments. You want victory. My friends, you're getting it on so many fronts. Just you got to be a little patient for the economic turnaround. It's slowed the collapse and cut gas prices and some other stuff. I understand, but we're facing headwinds here. But regardless, so what if the economy even didn't get fixed? If we culturally stop all the Satanism and beyond pedophilia, chopping kids' penises off, isn't that what you want anyways? So, very exciting. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you to all the officials who are joining us today, and I'm going to acknowledge many of you by name. As a long list, a chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, Andrew Ferguson, Senator Bill Cassidy, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Roger Marshall, Senator James Lankford, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Congressman John Joyce, Congresswoman Diana Harshberger, Congressman Bob Onder, Congressman Robert Adderholt, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Tim Walberg, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill, Administrator Mehmet Oz, Director Jay Bhattacharya, Commissioner Marty McCary, and Admiral Brian Christine, and a special thanks to Chloe Cole for being with us today. Bravely share her odyssey. Doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children, yet doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic oath by endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled the lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. They betrayed the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17, conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. They betrayed their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine, it is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children. A peer-reviewed report published by the HHS Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health last month confirms that sex-rejecting procedures impose medical dangers and lasting harm on children who receive these interventions. So today we are taking six decisive actions guided by gold standard science and the week one executive order from President Trump to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. This morning I signed a declaration. Sex rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria. These procedures fail to meet professionally recognized standards of care. Medical professionals or entities providing sex-rejecting procedures to children are out of compliance with these standards of health care. This declaration is a clear directive to providers to follow the science and the overwhelming body of evidence that these procedures hurt, not help, children. Additionally, CMS is proposing two new rules. The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors. The FDA is issuing warning letters to 12 manufacturers of breast binders, which are medical devices used for purposes such as assistance in recovery from cancer-related mastectomies. The FDA is telling these companies that the illegal marketing of breast binders to children for the purpose of treating gender dysphoria commits significant regulatory violations and requires swift congressional or corrective action. If the manufacturers don't comply, they could face enforcement actions, including product seizures. Furthermore, HHS is also moving to reverse the Biden administration's attempt to include gender dysphoria within the definition of disability. My uncle Ted Kennedy was the primary author of the Americans with Disabilities Act and of the 1978 amendments that strengthened the Rehabilitation Act. The Biden-era amendments that designated gender dysphoria as a disability serve the commercial interest of a predatory, multi-billion-dollar industry that betrayed the original intention of those laws engendered widespread public resentments against those laws among the American people and discredited the statutes in the public mind. These are statutes that were designed to protect the most vulnerable Americans, and the misuse of these statutes for these purposes injures the statutes themselves and injures other people who are entitled to that protection and who Americans want to see protected. Our proposed rule will reassure recipients of HHS funding that policies preventing or limiting sex-rejecting procedures do not violate disability non-discrimination requirements. Finally, our Assistant Secretary of Health, Admiral Brian Christine, today signed a public health message to inform healthcare providers, families, and policymakers that current evidence does not support claims that puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries are safe and effective treatments for pediatric gender dysphoria. These announcements are grounded in evidence and shaped by compassion. President Trump has made child protection a national priority. The Make Our Children Healthy Again strategy demonstrates that commitment. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. The MAHA Commission strategy report calls for an end to over-medicalization of our children. Unnecessary medical interventions draw big money interests that push sex-rejecting treatments. Today's revenue for sex-rejecting drugs and surgeries in 2023 were estimated in one study to exceed $4.4 billion and on track to exceed $7.8 billion by 2030. One doctor was recorded callously describing sex-rejecting procedures as a big money maker. Hospitals rake in millions of dollars by convincing boys and girls that a lifetime of off-label prescriptions for estrogen and testosterone blockers, chest reconstruction surgeries, and more are the only way to achieve true happiness and belonging in life. It's wrong. The Trump administration will not stand by while ideology, misinformation, and propaganda push vulnerable young people into decisions they cannot fully understand and that they can never reverse. On my watch, HHS will stand for radical transparency and informed consent. We follow the evidence. We employ gold standard science. We honor the moral obligation to do no harm. There is divine worth in every person, and it shines most brightly in our children. That worth commands us to protect them. And as long as I serve as HHS Secretary, this agency will do so. Thank you all very, very much.
Secretary Kennedy, you made a statement that said these procedures...
Let's stop for a moment. We're going to slip in a moment. Oh, we got some trans violence coming up here in just a moment. Let's just stop right here. What were you saying to me, crew? Go ahead. No, go ahead and tell me. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a great point. Yeah, we'll definitely see the trans mafia, the trans people go crazy. They're already busting a bunch of them with bombs trying to blow up California. There's not just evil in the universe. We have the House passing a bill to put you in prison if you chemically or surgically mutilate and castrate a child. Of course you should go to prison. This all came out of Tavistock Institute, MI6, the CIA. They want to kill babies in the womb with abortion. If they can't get that, they want to chemically sterilize them or surgically do it later. This is the holy grail of the enemy being brought down. And it's the HHS that makes the rules. As you said, you have no liability protection. We're marking this as dangerous. We're pulling federal funds, and you're wide open to lawsuits if you do it. They just effectively outlawed it. Thank you, God. I mean, if we don't say thank you, Jesus, we are insane. I'm serious. And so for all of you out there, I see the comments everywhere, and that's fine. You're welcome to your opinion. That say, oh my gosh, Alex has sold out to Trump. I mean, I've sold out to lawfare and lawsuits and dirty tricks by the establishment. No, no. Trump's not perfect, but he has empowered Kennedy. Kennedy is knocking out of the park. This alone is so beautiful. They're pulling the fluoride out of the water, the dyes out of the food. They've already banned most of the poison shots, pulled out the mercury, banned the hepatitis shot. Kennedy's having major briefings exposing that the COVID shot literally gives you cancer and sterilizes you. He's publishing the secret federal studies, already knew this. This is devastating to the enemy. But do we recognize the blessing we've been given? Do we recognize how far we've come? How much success we're having? Or is it too easy just to sit back and not know the facts and just bitch and say, oh, it's all fake, nothing's happening? No, we criticize Trump when he gets off track because he's so on track. So I'm very thankful to all of you for what we've done together. It was God working through us. Think how far we've come. And the crew pops in my ear. They don't pop my ear a lot. I welcome them to do that. I put microphones in there. I've told them to pop on the show whenever they want. They never do it. That, oh, what will the backlash be? You'll have more Trantifa killing people all over the country. Their favorite things are target little kids. They'll go shoot them. The government will try to cover it up. At least elements of it will come out. So that's where we are because they're satanic. They want the innocence. Well, you know screwing a kid's wrong, so they've got laws against that. But, oh, we have a new thing where we cut their Johnson off or cut their breast off or cut their forearm off and create a rotting penis. Which always fall off. They're in incredible pain. It's like a big sick joke. Oh, here's your, with a piece of PVC pipe up into your bladder. I'm sorry to be gross, folks. I can show you the surgeries. Oh, you want a penis here? We'll cut your forearm off and have a rotting thing with no feeling except pain. And this is your penis. It's beyond sick. But it's about what can they convince us to do? What can they sell us on? Oh, the kids will commit suicide if they let them do this. No. They commit suicide because they're in your cult after you do the surgeries. Here's MTG in the House as they pass the bill to prosecute doctors and parents for sex change for children, with three Democrats joining Republicans, but four Republicans wanted to list them, voting against. Trans Rep Tim McBride freaks out. Here's the video.
One of the most serious responsibilities we have as adults, and particularly those of us who are elected and hold power when it comes to legislating and making laws, is to protect children. Today, the House is delivering on what the American people voted for, the opportunity to vote to end the genital mutilation of children via transgender treatments for children. This important bill that I've introduced years ago and finally is getting a vote today will let the House set to vote on this afternoon will criminalize gender-affirming care on minors, not adults, on minors who have not yet grown up to make adult decisions. It will end genital mutilation and chemical castration of children and imprison offenders for up to 10 years. This is a direct legislative reflection of President Trump's executive order
and
every single Republican's campaign promise in 2024. It was also one of the top issues across the country. Most Americans agree that kids just need to grow up before they do anything radical.
With a bunch of like psycho groomers coming in to cut their dicks off.
Girl. Yeah. Castrate themselves through surgery or even take dangerous drugs that have lifelong effects. American children are being systematically indoctrinated with perverse gender ideology by teachers, doctors, mental health counselors, and on social media platforms. Autistic children are particularly vulnerable and are 3 to 4 times more likely to have gender dysphoria.
We first broke that 20 years ago.
Joe Biden's former Assistant Secretary of Health, Richard Levine, who identifies himself as Rachel Levine, called for the federal government to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and obtain sex reassignment surgeries. We truly don't know the lifelong effects of puberty blockers, but we do see the lifelong effects of sex reassignment surgeries. For far too long, children have been sexually exploited under the malicious falsehood of so-called gender-affirming care. Mutilating children's bodies and giving them sterilizing drugs is anything but affirming and anything but care. These types of surgeries and hormone treatments are destroying children's lives all across the country, while this perverted multi-billion dollar industry rakes in profits.
Can you believe we got this far?
Pharmaceutical company Pfizer led the way in hormone production drugs with revenues of $74 million from those products in 2022
alone.
Imagine
40 years ago you heard they'd be cutting little boys' dicks off and little girls' breasts off.
In 2023 were estimated to surpass $4.4 billion. And by 2030, the market is expected to grow to nearly $8 billion. There are for-profit pediatric gender clinics as well as hospitals that receive federal funding.
Oh, pause. That's just the surgeries. They project they'll make like, I saw the numbers, you've seen them brag, at different medical schools. Like, we're going to make $10 million off each kid with the after treatments. I mean, it's just it's not about that though. It's about getting us to murder how God designed us. It's a satanic ritual. Let's continue.
And this type of child abuse. One of the nation's top children's hospital in the country, Boston Children's Hospital, even released videos that explained its surgeries, promoting sterilization, castration, and mutilation of children to kids and their parents. The hospital had been discovered to have performed gender-affirming chest surgeries on 15-year-old girls. Girls that are not even old enough to get a tattoo, buy nicotine, buy alcohol, and even vote. Jamie Reed, who worked at a gender clinic and directly assisted transitioning 1,500 patients, she says aged 3 to 25 years old, over 5 years, publicly came out to discuss the atrocities happening to children at these gender clinics. When a female takes testosterone, the profound and permanent effects of the hormones can be seen in a matter of months. The voice drops, beards sprout, body fat is redistributed, sexual interest explodes, aggression increases, and moods can be unpredictable. One of the side effects includes sterility. Can you imagine this happening to a young woman before she's ever even of legal age to be considered an adult? Jamie Reed has full blown come out as a whistleblower on how fraudulent the entire industry is. The clinicians didn't care about the symptoms of the child. If the child believed they were trans, the clinicians took their word for it. If a child believes they're a unicorn, do adults take their word for it as well? We have laws that prevent children from being sexually exploited already on the books. And as a matter of fact, in 2020, this body passed a law to stop the female genital mutilation of young women all across America. My bill has the exact same commerce clause that is in the law preventing FGM. We also have federal laws that have stopped sexual exploitation of children.
Woman's time has expired.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. We already have federal laws that stop the sexual exploitation of children related to porn and sex crimes against children. And these federal laws are so important because they protect children all across America. There's historical data that shows that 60 to 90% of pre-puberty children with gender dysphoria stop identifying as trans once they grow up.
That's right.
And in 2022, there's a statistic that says only 12% of boys with gender dysphoria continue it into adulthood. This is a matter of common sense. This is a vote of good versus evil. And it's our duty as a governing body filled with responsible adults to protect children from making the worst mistake of their lives before they're ever grown up and have the ability to enter into adulthood. I urge the House to vote yes on the Protect Children's Innocence Act and do the right thing for America's children. I yield back.
And it did pass. Now we've got to get past the Senate. Trump has signed it. But humanity is awakening and on the march. I've got incredible clips of the left flipping out in Congress after it passed. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
What we've been seeing on the political timeline by RFK Jr. and his team is as close as you're going to get to it. I mean, it would take, we've already listed a lot of it, hours to go through the devastating victories against Big Pharma and the globalists. This alone was a great reason to get Trump in, which makes me even more feverish to get him on the right course on areas he's getting off course. Because this is amazing what's happening. Now, I'm going to get back to the ban on transgender mutilation, both surgical and chemical, felonies, you name it, withdrawing their liability protection, all of it. You have the legislation and you have the direct regulatory action that just happened. So this basically puts you in the coffin, the transgender cult, and then this bill, if MTG gets it passed in the Senate, is burying the thing. But just what Kennedy did, they won't survive it. Humanity finally woke up to the insanity of this and how far they pushed us. Europe's already banned it. UK's banning it. But evil will go as far as it can. Thomas Jefferson was famously asked by a newspaper reporter, right after we won and they were trying to set the country up, took like 8 years to get that done, of five between the colonies. You can pull up the original news articles, actually a copy of it, and he gets asked by this reporter, what are the limits of evil? How far will it go? How bad can it get? And he said, there is no limit. We're the limit. There's always somebody evil in power if you don't resist them, and then somebody even more evil gets in. He said, all that evil men entire see to flourish is good men do nothing. Went on to say, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And those are all just totally true things. It's not eloquent, it's just true. It's even more powerful than eloquence. It's there's good and there's evil. So the Brown University thing, we have a guest coming on, a lawyer expert on that. 100% a cover-up. What's exactly going on? We're not sure exactly what the cover-up is, but the cover-up is for sure. And we'll also look at why Bongino left and what's going to come next. And I just loved all these other populists who I love, talk show hosts, last night and today. We can't believe it. Who would have thought, gosh, Bongino's leaving? Oh, no, we just told you 6 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, and 2 days ago. To the day. But Kyle, you know, said to me, and I went ahead and said this Tuesday night when I interviewed him. He's like, no, he's got the sources, you know, about the story coming out, people in the office. He said, well, I don't want to say that because Bongino will then just not announce announce Wednesday. And I said, who cares? It's the truth. Just put it out. And it's not about getting at Bongino. It's about we know what we're talking about. And these FBI guys, all of you know, this isn't like the old days where you guys can do whatever you want. Our people are everywhere, and there's more of us than ever. That's why I tell the story all the time about going out in public. It's not, oh, I'm so cool. Most people love me at the grocery store, at a Christmas fair, you know, walking down the street. It's that you need to know freedom's really popular. The guy you wanted to demonize and say was the devil basically gets carried around people's shoulders out in public. You lose. And that's what I'm saying. Just give up. Give up. But they're not, because that's their nature. So that's fine. So here's trans rep Tim McBride freaks out ahead of vote outside of Congress, but it still passed. And again, even if this doesn't pass the Senate, what Kennedy just announced regulatorily, your liability protection is gone. What you're doing is a dangerous procedure. Open up to all the lawsuits. None of them are going to do it now. And he said, and we're developing rules, which he's done a bunch before. In just the last 8-9 months, he got confirmed. Where then in the next month, they're going to have rules banning it officially. They're like, oh, yeah, let's see if he does it. He's done it on everything else. They banned the hepatitis shot for kids. They banned all the thimerosal mercury in there. He said when he first got in, like 8-9 months ago, he goes, in 2 months, we'll ban all the dyes. You have that time to get out. They did it. I mean, it's like, these are real people. And I'll just be honest with you. It's not about kissing Kennedy's ass. It's not about fawning. It's about thanking God. We're moving the needle more in 6 months than we used to do in 100 years. This is our time that's beginning. We're ending the cycle of decadence and evil. We're at the bottom of it. Now the new golden era begins. That's in the known human cycles. But Trump can't say we're in the golden era and bypass that we're at the bottom. No, it's going to take a few years. And still, the golden era is not going to be some cakewalk. But it's when good finally wakes back up. So, when I'm done with this broadcast today, an hour and 20 minutes, and I usually do this in the middle of the night when I wake up, and sometimes, you know, home alone. I might do it in the living room, bathroom, wherever I'm at. I just fall down on my face. I just feel the Spirit of God. I just get on my knees and just like, sometimes I pray for an hour, usually like 10 minutes. When I get off this show in an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes, I'm going to go in my little office and I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to put my face on the ground to God. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to cry. I'm not going to do this publicly, but I'm going to do it right now. And just thank God so much for this. Sorry. I got to wait. I'm so thankful to God. And I'm so thankful to all of you who God's working through to come to this moment. Because this is the beginning of our victories. That's what makes it so bittersweet with the mistakes that are being made. Because this, I just got to trust in God's plan. And we're going to do it. But it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you so much. Because it's hard to even carry on right now. And I just, paradoxically, everything I say gets misrepresented by every group out there. But you got to actually hear what I say to actually know what I said. But I got an example of that coming up that I meant to hit a couple days ago. But I just need to get to this. It's important because it's been put everywhere. CNN, MSNBC. Not that big audiences, but it's the establishment. You know, it's been posted everywhere. Jones attacks anyone critical of Israel, says they're idiots. That's not what I said. I said people that make stuff up and blame Israel for stuff that Israel didn't do is discrediting. Because when you say only Israel can do bad or whatever, you're lying. We all do bad. We all do good. So don't just single out groups and create a satanic fetish out of it. So, because like I said, I saw this like last week. It really pissed me off. I saw the video about Chernobyl is leaking again because the Ukrainians bombed it. They claim the Russians did it. Reporters killed millions from radiation back when, just when it blew up, you know, back in the 80s. And I literally half the comments were, why are you coming for the Jews? And I'm just like, I can cover something else. Like if there's a solar flare going at satellites, it's the only thing you talk about. It's weird. It's sick. Like the left saying white people are all inherently evil and obsessing on that all day. It's sick. Criticize a group. Criticize the communist Chinese, not the Chinese people. Criticize the government of Israel, not the Jewish people. Criticize Islam itself, not individual Muslim. I'm not going to hate individuals. It's not a defense of Israel. It's a defense of reality. When I bitch at Israel, they want me off the air. They come up to me hardcore because they know the other Israelis are listening to me. They know I'm not coming here because I hate them. I think what they're doing is wrong in some cases, just like the Muslims. It's like legitimate. It's real. It's like straight up, not some weird, crazy fetish thing. And I don't mean to even obsess on that. It's just that Steve McCrory did a great job a few days ago describing it. I sent the video, did a whole show on it. He's tired of like trying to cover any other topic and being accused of stuff. How does that feel? Like when Tucker said Nick Fuentes is a Fed. And Nick got really mad. I don't think Nick's a Fed. Nick got really mad. And I called Dick up and I said, well, how do you think it feels when people say we're feds? See? And really, when you say somebody's a fed, some magic fed, there's all these faxes in the federal government, you're really saying nobody can be effective unless they're the fed. You're really saying government people are God and we don't have any power. I've never joined any group or organization. And I've had, when Trump first got in, three different agencies come and try to recruit me in there. That happened before. And I said, no, I don't want anybody to give me any orders. I'm going to do what I do. I have more power on the outside calling balls and strikes. It's a positive thing to be totally independent. It's a good thing. I'm not looking to join something. I'm not up at the White House trying to get favor. I'm not trying to get some gravy train from somebody. I'm trying to promote freedom and believing in you that together we'll build something better. I want to be the maverick. I want to be the trailblazer. I want to be the fire starter. I want to be the progenitor. I want to be the thought leader, meaning the thoughts come from me. Who gives Alex Jones his orders? Alex Jones. Who comes up with what Alex Jones says? Alex Jones. Who writes Alex Jones's checks? Alex Jones. Who wipes his ass? Alex Jones. The Queen of England had the Grimm of Stool. They actually have their asses wiped. King Charles. I mean, who would you even want that? Literally. Someone falls around and wipes their ass. I wipe my own ass, you know, since I was about a year old. So, you people out there that always say everybody's, oh, they're this, they're that. You're handicapping yourself not to believe you've got power. Believing the whole system's shut down. Everything's controlled. No, it's not. We have the power, but we have to use the agency that God gave us. Here's the clip of Congress. I got the other big news I'm going to hit.
When millions of people will see their healthcare premiums skyrocket.
Oh, so gross.
And GOP leadership, with that deadline fast approaching, has decided to schedule two votes on anti-trans bills and precisely zero votes on extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They would rather have us focus in and debate a misunderstood and vulnerable 1% of the population instead of focusing in on the fact that they are raiding everyone's health care in order to pay for tax breaks for the wealthiest 1%. All Republican politicians care about is making the rich richer and attacking trans people. They are obsessed with trans people. I actually think they think more about trans people than trans people think about trans people. They are consumed with this, and they are extreme on it.
You're the ugly dude that pretends he's a woman in a red suit jacket. We're obsessed with you targeting our children. You know, I found out the three biggest Christian schools in Austin, with friends and family I have, that as soon as Biden got in, suddenly secretly teach transgenderism so we couldn't put my 8-year-old daughter there, like 6 or 7 at the time. The public schools are trying it, but not even as bad. They have secret drag queen story time. They have career day where a male prostitute, he says he's a woman, comes and pole dances in front of kids at the library, first, second, third graders, and then they tell the parents, don't tell them this happened. And they create a file on your kid. They go, are you another sex? Yeah. They go, oh, you're in a file. You're in danger. Now here's your NGO. Here's your lawyer. Here's your social worker. Don't tell mommy. Then they split you off a few years later, take you away. You're a cult. You're obsessed with children. You want to come in with your ideology and brainwash children. You're the sickos. Yeah, we're obsessed with stopping you like we're obsessed with stopping fentanyl. We don't like fentanyl. We don't want to be obsessed with it. But it's killed a couple million people. Yeah, we shot this video in Austin, Texas. This is what goes on around here. I got even worse stuff. They're totally naked, shaking their penises in front of 5-year-olds. So look at this. This is just one example. It was all over the news. I'm sure you saw it. Alex Jones rails against anti-Semitic MAGA influencers. And it goes on to say, he appeared to be taking a swipe at the likes of Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. No, in the full rant, I said, I'll be talking about Chernobyl last week that's leaking again. Kind of a big deal. You understand? That's deadly. You get one little particle of that lung cancer and, you know, 6 months, you're dead. Leukemia, you're dead. And I saw a bunch of comments, why are you coming for the Jews? I talk about, I don't we update the Roger Stone about communist China's influence in Venezuela? I guarantee it'll all be, why are you coming for Jews all day? Listen, dumbos. Criticizing Israel is completely legitimate. Israel's got lots of problems. It tries to manipulate our politics, tries to censor us, and it's been super arrogant. And I cover it all. People go, it's paradoxical. He'll have a guest on exposing Israel, and then later he's attacking. No, I'm attacking people that make stuff up. And I've studied history. You think Hitler was great? You're ignorant. So it's like that. Then I get mad at some of the Jewish lobbies attacking me, lying about me and all the rest of it. I try to call balls and strikes here. But that's how they spin all this constantly. But I saw a video this morning. I think it's hilarious. This isn't even, I don't think AI. They actually got a group of thespians together to do this. But obviously they got the Star of David on both sides, Democrat and Republican. And so they're trying to say this is all controlled. And obviously AIPAC is funding both parties, but so are a bunch of other lobbies. Doesn't mean they aren't in there controlling a lot of stuff, but there's also other groups like, oh, look, this group funds things. Yeah, we should cut it off. And the Chinese and the EU and BlackRock and the globalists. And actually, instead of it being AI, they actually got real actors together. I think this is super entertaining at one level. Maybe I should invite these guys that made it on without their mask on and actually talk to me. But notice the logic in the video. They say, because he's been right about so much, it's his job to metaphysically tell you what the globalists are doing to you as a spiritual rule, because under God's law they have to tell you, so Jones works for them. Well, it is true under God's law that you have to reveal something to somebody in the fine print. We don't do it in fine print down at the bottom. We do it big blazing print like Revelation does, warning everyone. And so it makes these people feel like official and powerful. They say I'm bad. I have to come get approval from them to show that I'm good. And it's just total mental illness, because all they know is Israel, 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 Israel. Could you do something else? I mean, do half your episodes on Israel. Can we get something on the trans cult? Can we get something on China? Can we get something on, all this other stuff? That's my point, is it's this one thing, because it's creating a cataclysm, and it's satanic because they want the Nazis to attack the Jews to actually build that up as part of a larger plan that the ADL is funding so they can be the top victims and then be in control of worldwide censorship. It's a false flag. And most Jews aren't involved in that, but it's sophisticated, third, fourth level thinking out. And that's why the ADL wants me off the air, because I've got their game, I know their trick, I know what they're doing. But this is really funny. I mean, at one level, I like it. But another level, it's like, oh, I'm Bill Hicks, and I'm a jack-in-the-box, and I'm not real. But though I'm right about a lot of stuff and woke up most people, still, though, they get to sit back and like, they're the good guys. And I'm not singling them out. They're just an example of this. But when I was talking about that type of stuff, this is the type of people I'm talking about. And synonymous with them is they love Hitler. They think the earth's flat. They don't think nuclear weapons are real. They're divorced from reality. But they've got a lot of anti-Jew terms. They think that's really smart. And then they can just accuse this person, that person all day. And it makes them feel good. They're in the winning club. They're the good guys. And those of us that are risking our lives, who aren't hidden under fake names and accounts, who are going through, war for freedom, they can sit back and say they're better than us. And I only say this because it doesn't hurt me. I want them to grow up and pray to God and ask the Holy Spirit to heal them of this demon they have. So when I talked about that headline, Alex Jones rails against anti-Semitic MAGA influencers, criticizing Israel isn't anti-Semitic. You have a right to do it. It's been a taboo. It's been a control system. It's healthy. It's being exposed. I have people on who are intellectual and smart and informed from all sides. I'll have a conservative Jew on one day, I'll have Nick Fuentes on the other. Don't agree with all of what both are saying, but they know history, they're smart. It's real information. People say, well, what's this? You got a Jew on one day as an apologist, the next day Nick Fuentes. You deserve to hear all this. It's good to get the taboos out of the way. But these same groups say, oh, Nick Fuentes, he works for them too, because they can't help it but feel like they're the good person and they're the Puritan and you are the heretic. Well, I am the heretic against the whole world system and against the devil. So, but this is a hilarious video. And I love it because it's not AI. And maybe it's old, maybe it's new. I don't really know where it came from. I mean, I know the account it was on. But just imagine being these people and saying, oh, Jones is right because he's evil. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So you can't argue with the fact I'm a major trailblazer and have been right 99% of the time. So you say, oh, that's part of the trick. Well, I guess you're exposing evil right now. Of course, you're really not. You're accusing me as false witness. Then you are too. See the mental illness of that? You're saying that good doesn't exist. The devil's biggest trick. But it does exist. I know what I'm doing is from a place of good and love and strength and trying to be a good person. But you can't help in your limited awakening to say everyone's bad but you, and that is the satanic pride you have in yourself. Here's the clip.
Tonight's entertainment features our favorite double agent, Donald, if you will.
You globalist scum make me sick. Donald Trump is the real deal. I am the resistance.
Jim in North Carolina on unlawful orders on Americans. Go ahead.
Is the Declaration of Independence legal and lawful?
Oh, there is a right to revolt in the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't give us the right. It just points it out. You've got places like New Hampshire that have right to revolt in their constitution.
They're coming either way. See, that's the point. They're coming either way, and you freaking know that. They're coming either way.
Well, let me just stop you. Hey.
I've loved that guy ever since Waco.
It never ceases to amaze me how we can use Jones to give the world fair warning of our agenda, and yet they never really rise up to oppose us.
That only proves that we blue bloods are the dominant species on the planet.
So I tell the truth because I'm bad. Well, there's no way to be the good guy there from the judge, the inquisitors. And so did they shoot that at some local theater company or maybe Masonic Lodge? You know, where was that shot? You guys contact me. Show me the raw footage that you shot that, whether it was a year ago or now. I don't know when you made it. Come take your mask off. Be big boys. Come meet Bill Hicks. You understand that's total mental illness, right? I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. I've been on air 31 years. I don't even look like Bill Hicks. But you again say I'm not real because you're saying what I've done is not real. That's the only power you've got. You can't address what I've said. You can't address the facts I've laid out. You can't address the world-changing things we've done together. You, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, appoint Jesus and say, he's a bad man, we're the good men. You're father of the devil. That's simple. All right, we got a big guest coming on with the big developments at the Brown shooting cover-up and all the latest Islamic attacks and what's coming next there. We'll also look at why Bongino really left and so much more. That's not a real photo. God, AI is insane. So we're going to go to break. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We have incredible products. Until the 23rd, we have the last days of Christmas sale. 60% off an ultramethylene blue, Shilajit Irish Sea Moss, and more. Big discounts on all the Patriot apparel, wide selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, sweaters, hoodies, you name it, at thealexandthestore.com. And they really are great products. What's that new one? I haven't seen that yet. Go back to the front page, I guess. Go back one. There's a slider. You just go back the other way. Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Oh, it's a gift card. Bottom line, I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just get the methylene blue, it's so good for you. The energy's so clean, no letdown. It would blow you away. So take the Alex Jones challenge. Order the ultra methylene blue. We have an 80%+ reorder on it. Nobody has that in supplements. It is insane. Great deals on gift cards, big discounts on those. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. You can cancel anytime for free. When you spend $30 a month in the store, you get $40 to spend instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales when you're a VIP. All right, thealexjonesstore.com. Final days of your shopping with us for Christmas. We'll be right back. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, canceling time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's from a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide sorrow when I'm a rear right down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches.
Old Possum, George Jones, bring us in. Joseph D. McBride, really smart lawyer and investigator, joins us to get into what in the hell's going on in Brown University. There's some incredible clips coming up. I mean, obviously a cover-up. Bongino, the shakeups of the DOJ, has got a lot of sources there, done an amazing job. We're going to be talking to him in about 4 or 5 minutes, but some stations don't carry this segment, so I don't want to go to him right now. I want everybody to be able to hear this. I got a lot of other news that's also going to tie into that. But getting back to what I was saying, the left is trying to create racial politics and beat whites over the head that you're evil because you're white. So it's healthy for whites to stop apologizing, stop kissing ass. When the left does it and tries to control your language and what you say and do. In fact, I have a clip coming up where the university's like, don't say the Brown shooting. That's saying brown people shoot people. See, it's like this game to make everything racial, control the language, 1984. No, we have to reject all of that. But at the same time, we can't have our own weird orthodoxy out of the right wing of what we can say, what we can do. This is what freedom is all about. So here's Colbert and some other compilations, remember, literally demonizing white people. Remember what these folks are all about.
And white Americans will soon be a minority, and that's great.
You know, whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country.
We are going to be a white minority very, very soon. I'm okay with that.
If things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in?
America is going to look very different in 100 years. You're not going to be able to tell. You're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Puerto Rican, whatever. It's going to be very complex, and I think ultimately that's going to be good.
White Americans feel that it's
they're losing their country. They're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. In the end, they are not the future.
For the first time in American history, the number of white people went down.
White population is declining for the first time in history in America.
White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority.
It's treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
To abolish whiteness is to abolish white people.
White people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? We gotta take these motherfuckers out.
Was it or was it not the duty of every good revolutionary to kill all newborn white babies?
We have to kill white people.
When do we start killing white people?
I don't want to say we need to go start killing all white folks, but it's like, but maybe.
When we say we want to kill whitey, we don't really mean we want to kill whitey, we do.
We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
Fuck white people!
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent will be in an absolute minority.
Look how evil my organ says that human trafficking, child molester.
Absolute minority.
Guaranteed child molester.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
We don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now. White men who think like you.
To the white men running to be the Democratic presidential candidate, can you not?
Where people just get very, very excited about white men. I mean,
we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men.
Our country should be more fearful of white men.
People of color have been saying since the election that the Trump election was about white supremacy.
But what about the other side of the coin? White privilege.
Been able to cash in on white privilege.
Dear white people.
Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's catching heat for apparently deciding to only grant interviews to black or brown journalists.
I don't want to say we need to go and start.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, sirens in my head.
All right, our guest has done incredible work on J6, on election fraud, you name it, work with President Trump and the others. Joseph D. McBride, Esquire, civil litigation, white collar crime and criminal defense, corporate and geopolitical strategy. We'll go over his whole huge bio. McBride Law, New York City. On X, McBrideLawNYC.com. So I wanted to get him on for his take on Brown University and what's happened there. Now, day one, I said, this is obviously a cover-up. I don't know of what. And then when you walk through it all, it is the most naked cover-up ever. No reward. Oh, we're not going to tell you the description. We're not going to interview the students. We don't know. Then we learned they told the students that were in the room. This guy knew right where he was going, you know, shooting both his main targets point blank in the head, including the leader of the Young Republicans there, and then leaving, and then you look at the individual, and then they expunge somebody off the website, let's just say it looks a lot like him, and then they say, but don't look at that, we're not saying that's who did it. I mean, this is wild. Then you have a day later, this shooting at MIT of the head scientist over the literal most advanced technology we've got, plasma theory, you know, that deals with all the free energy and black holes and all that. How do we know it's not the same person? And then we've got Islamic stabbings the police out in Washington State, calling the police with 911 calls and attacking them. That gets covered up. You've got all this stuff starting, and you see the suppression of it. So we're going to hit all that. Then we'll get into Bongino. And look, I knew Bongino before he was ever on Fox News. Yeah, he was a senior Secret Service agent, blew the whistle on Obama. We'd get him on. And then over the years, you know, he did a great job with his podcast, all the rest of it. Then he did a 180 once he got in. So I'm not trying to demonize him. We were told, and later it came out that was the case, that he was upset about the handling of the Epstein. Well, that's a good thing. Not that Trump's involved, but just that deep state deals were made to brush it under the rug, and they double-crossed Trump and then brought out cherry-picked garbage with nothing burgers. But the bigger issue is, why is Bongino gone? How long for Cash Patel, and who replaces him? So we got a big shakeup coming very, very soon. And I tell you, Kyle Serafin nailed months ago that before Christmas he'd be gone. He said a week ago he'd be gone next week. He said 2 days ago he'll be gone on Wednesday. He did announce his resignation. That'll then be official on January 3rd. And I can tell you some of the backstory stuff, but that's sources, so I can't go there. But there's a civil war at DOJ. But you have all this intifada. You have more Islamic attacks they foiled in Germany, in Switzerland, in Austria, in Australia, in L.A., working with Antifa and Trantifa. I mean, this is a big move. And we've always explained the Democrats, Obama, Al Gore, all of them were behind the Arab Spring. They were behind the Muslim Brotherhood. So people say, oh, the Muslims aren't the biggest threat, but they're allied with the left. Even if they're 5-10% of the population in the country, they can be used as a detonator for destabilization, and now their imams are everywhere calling for violence at a level 200 times I've ever saw, 300. I mean, it's everywhere. So big movements are happening. They want destabilization. Joseph D. McBride, great to have you here. Great lawyer, great investigator. Let's get into Brown University first here and just look at the anomalies and the angles and everything we're seeing here. They look so scared day one. They then said there weren't any cameras. Now we know there weren't 800, there were 1,200. I think Jesse Waters has done the best job of just the overview of confirmed stuff. Then you have former police officer Tatum. And I've seen his gait analysis. People have done gait analysis. Looks like the same guy. He's coming out and saying it's the same guy. I'm not saying that. But then they have press conferences to say, don't look at this guy. We know he's cleared, even though they don't even know. They never interviewed any of the 90 students or 60. They changed the number. But then we talk to the students, and they say, no, we've been told don't talk. It messes up the investigation. So I've never seen, because it's a mix of incompetence and a cover-up, in my view. So let's walk through this. Joseph D. McBride, good to have you with us.
Alex, it's good to be back, man. I appreciate you having me on. This situation there at Brown, it's truly tragic. Look, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. You can't be on any outside street in New York City and not be on camera. But what do we know about the camera situation first and foremost at Brown? There was an organized political movement to turn the cameras off on multiple occasions due to political protests and other reasons.
Well, let's be clear, the Palestinians on campus that this guy was the head of asked for it. They've admitted that.
Right. So what does that do? If you're advertising to the world that your cameras are down, if you're advertising to the world that you can come here and commit a crime, well, then people are going to come there and they're going to commit crimes. And if you want to murder somebody, if you want to target maybe a Republican member of the student body and assassinate that person, murder that person and get away with it, then what better situation than this? Because you know that the cameras are down. So in many respects, it's completely foreseeable that a crime, that an atrocity could happen when you proffer to the world that, hey, we don't do cameras here because we believe that traditional policing methods or high-tech policing methods are somehow offensive.
And that's right. The Brown police chief, we have the clip, said people don't like policing. We want no policing.
Yeah, that's not You are foregoing your duty to society when you participate in that type of behavior. You look, if you want to be a popular police chief and turn the cameras off, well, then, hey, this is the kind of result that you're going to get. But an ethical police chief, an ethical police department would say, hey, listen, we get the politics behind this, but you're opening yourself up to grave danger.
But we've all seen Ocean's 11. They hack in and turn the cameras off. I mean, you know, on January 6th, the feds didn't want the cameras released. That finally hung them. I mean, we know, obviously cameras can be used for Big Brother, but when they're in common areas, it causes massively lower crime. So when someone says turn the cameras off, I mean, I first saw this 3 days ago. It's confirmed. They said the Palestinian groups asked the cameras be turned off. So the school said we turned them off. Now they said they didn't. Well, then that makes whoever asked you turn the cameras off the main suspect. Who the hell, what are you planning that you want cameras turned off? I mean, my God, if somebody called and said, hey, mind if you turn your cameras off next Tuesday? I'm like, what, you about to rob my house? Like, I mean, it's so obvious.
It's very obvious, and it's not good. And look, there's a lot of chatter online. I saw Senator Tuberville yesterday, Jack Posobiec, talking about it. There looks like there was one of the victims who passed away. Her last name is Cook. I believe Ella Cook. She was one of the members of the student body Republican leadership.
She's right? This is a deputy head of the Republicans.
Right, and she's gone? I mean,
this guy comes in all the way up, goes right to the class in a special class that was just for a pretest, knows right where to go, and shoots her reportedly right in the head.
Right, and if this is true, which it appears to be, it doesn't matter if you're Charlie Kirk, President Trump, or if you're a college person at campus trying to exercise your First Amendment rights. You are a target in the world that we live in, and law enforcement will not do its job. We know this from January 6th. We know this from the Charlie Kirk situation, another college shooting, and we know this from Brown. I mean, this guy is still at large. This is a mass murderer. This is somebody who's got no consideration for life, no consideration for the rules of law. This is a murderer walking the streets of the United States of America. He could pop up at any place, at any time, and kill. Right?
By the way, I checked, because they've complained before, the liberals. That school had 1,200 cameras, a whole bunch of them high-tech. They were in the classes, they were in the hallways. So why are they falsely claiming they don't exist? And then why are they scrubbing the website of the Palestinian leader? And, I mean, what does all that look like to you?
Well, it smacks of January 6th and of JFK to me. Look, we know that anytime law enforcement or the government turns a blind eye to something, it's one or two things. Number one, they just don't want to be held accountable for it, so they don't apologize. Number two, if there are more nefarious things at play, there could be people with inside of that community who are complicit or participants in this type of action. We don't want to talk about this. This sucks. Nobody wants to talk about this kind of things, but there is no, in our country, there is no longer trust in institutions, in political institutions, in law enforcement institutions. They have repeatedly failed us, and they're failing us with greater frequency and with greater severity. This is unconscionable that this guy is still out there, that this is still happening. It's unconscionable that these cameras were off. But when you invite this kind of evil to your door, it's like Dracula or the devil. Look, if you invite him in, he's in. And once he's in, he's going to wreak havoc. And when you turn the cameras off, and when you're law enforcement, the chief of police, you see the way this guy's acting with the media? This is not somebody who wants to tell the truth. This is not somebody who wants to engage in meaningful dialogue. He's condescending. He's talking down to people.
Well, let's be clear. They expunged the Palestinian studies leader who, I'm just saying, in the photos of the reported shooter, and then video of him in Palestinian demonstrations, pot-bellied, round shoulders, short, fat face, very pale, same walk, same everything. I'm not saying it's him. Maybe just magically somebody looks just like him. But then I've got the clip here, you've got the official saying, how dare you bring that up to the press? That's dangerous. Well, if it's not dangerous for you, why are you so upset?
Yeah, well, who knows why they're upset? It doesn't look good. It's a bad look. And this is the era that they live in. They live in the era of a highly sophisticated American populace. We spoke about this on your show before, Alex. The American people are
informed. The lights are on. People aren't asleep anymore. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have the ability to look online, investigate things, use our own technology, and ask very important questions. And when we ask an important question, we should get a meaningful answer from law enforcement. We should not be met with shock, with how could you, don't dare you. All that is insulting to us. All that is wrong. They're not doing their job. And it's very, very scary for the people in that area to kind of figure out what's going on here. Anything could happen, right? There are no rules right now. There was a mass murderer walking the street, and nobody really seems to care about it.
Let's boil it down. I'm sure you've seen the photos of the guy that Tatum says he thinks is the main suspect and others. I'm not saying that. Maybe there's a guy that has a big fat face and pasty white and short and dresses the same and looks the same and walks the same. But I look at them side by side videos we put yesterday, and I mean, I'm like, wow, you know, I've always been good at recognizing things, but it's not hard. It's not hard at all. And the family says they've been told by investigators that she was targeted. Then you see the press conference. We have no idea who was in the room. We didn't talk to anybody. We know nothing. And then eyewitnesses come forward and say, well, the police told us, you know, it's an investigation. Don't talk. But he yelled Allah Akbar. So here is a Rhode Island AG ask about this particular student, the pro-Palestine activist who also headed up one of their official groups, whose Brown University profiles were mysteriously scrubbed. AG explodes at reporters asking about him, you're playing a dangerous game. So you expunge somebody off of the site. We're actually just asking about him. Why'd you do this? And he's like, it's dangerous. Don't ask a question. Here it is.
Question about that name. And I know the name that you're asking about because a member of the media asked me about it. I am familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with it when the media member asked me about it. I think it was either CBS or NBC. I asked my team about it. I think this is an area where caution is really necessary. There are lots of reasons why a page might be taken down, particularly if there's chatter out there about, to your question, Amanda, about words that were spoken. It's easy to jump from someone saying words that were spoken to what those words are to a particular name that reflects a motive targeting a particular person. That's a really dangerous road to go down. Really dangerous. If that name meant anything to this investigation, we would be out looking for that person. We would let you know we were looking for that person. You know, again, I think it's just a really dangerous road to go down. I know that in today's age, there are lots of things that people read into things. It's just a dangerous thing to do. And I would leave it to us to identify persons of interest and let us run them down. What the public can do for us today is help us figure out who this guy is. And we hope to have more information out that will help you do that. Help us do that. You have a phone.
So they're not going to publish until people pressure them the photo. Just find the website. There's no reward. They don't question any of the people. They said yesterday, we have no idea who the students were, even though you have who was enrolled in that. We have no idea. We know nothing. We don't have any internal cameras. We won't say if they're broken or not. But we're sure this guy is A-OK. We have no grasp of anything, but this guy's A-OK. What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like a cover-up and an incompetence. Look, they know more than they're leading on, and they don't want to talk about it. The fact is that they should tell the general public, look, the public thinks that this guy's a suspect. We brought him in. We identified him. His DNA is not at the scene. We swabbed him. We did this. We did that. And because of that, we cut him loose. He's not a suspect. Or we've interviewed the guy and we haven't made a conclusion. But the fact that they're not giving us any tangible information to go on is gives the general public carte blanche to run with any theory. This is what happens when law enforcement operates with this idea, this air of condescending douchebaggery. We're better than you. We know better than you. You should sit down. You should shut up. You should not ask any questions. We'll let you know when we get around to it. And that's that. That doesn't work in this situation. That doesn't work in this day and age anymore. A couple people lost their lives. One person at least looks like she was targeted for her political associations. This guy is still at large. The public is demanding answers now, and they're not giving any. So until they give more answers.
And it's always par for the course, because there's all these other Islamic attacks, car attacks, last few days, stabbing attacks in the U.S. It gets covered up. So it's the standard procedure where now in Australia they're deplatforming and arresting people, saying Islam did this, ship them out. I've got the articles here coming up. And the same thing, UK is passing an anti-Muslim hate definition. They banned a vigil from getting a permit for those killed in Sydney, but let Muslims march instead. So my point is they're suppressing the people and then backing Islam completely.
Yeah, I agree. And look, the point about fundamentalism is dangerous all across the board, but in particular with the violence that you see with Islamic fundamentalism, it's a particular problem. But when you look at Islamic countries like the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Qatar, places like that.
Oh, the Muslim Brotherhood's banned everywhere. They don't put up with this.
They don't put up with it at all. They'll lock you up, execute you the next day. It doesn't fly over there. This is a Western problem because Western governments are importing third worlders from God knows where, from all over the world, and they're coming here and they're behaving like they do in the third world.
Well, let's be clear. Meanwhile, the only reason Islam didn't take over wasn't the Crusades. They would end up fighting with each other over and over again. And so UAE, all of them have reformed. Whether you trust it long-term or not, they're explaining. The Muslim Brotherhood founded 100 years ago that was pro-Hitler. It literally is an expansionist, Muhammad 2.0, global domination, Lex Luthor, Legion of Doom operation. And so people don't, so the left's all allied with it. Mondami's part of it, all of them. This is literally a criminal syndicate in their own words.
It really is. And again, when you have to ask these questions, why these fundamentalist groups align with the left? When you look at these other Islamic governments like the UAE, they're all pro-Trump. They're pro-Trump. They're pro-conservative values. They are anti-fundamentalism. They are anti-terrorism. They don't put up with this nonsense at all. But it's us. It's us, the idiots in the West, who continually put up with this type of stuff. No meaningful resolution, no plan of action, no calling a spade, and things for what it is. So until this changes, it's only going to get worse. There's no end in sight for the United States. It's getting worse over here. Europe is finished. You look at what's happening in London. You look at what's getting ready to happen in New York City. It's all bad. It's all bad because people are afraid to speak the truth. Why, Alex? I don't know. I can only conclude that they hate this country. You have one side of the political aisle that loves this country, who's calling it, who's calling a spade and speaking truth to power and saying these people need to be held accountable. And you have the other side who's empowering this group to do violence.
Look, it's simple.
Against whites,
just like
and against
Antifa,
Christians.
They see the Muslim Brotherhood as their muscle. And the smarter Muslims are like, that's not us for at least 20 years. UAE and stuff saying, keep them out, don't blame us, because they've got science, technology, they want to be George Jetson, which is smart. I guess they're kind of the Reformation. But look at this. You have MIT Grief shooting death a day after this happened at Brown, of renowned director of plasma science. Folks, that's the free energy black hole. This is the stuff. I always say his name wrong. Nuno F.G. Laurifera. 47, shot multiple times at his house, in like execution style. And the thing is, I tracked the news, I can see the numbers. Overall violent crime planed out in the last 10 years, went down some, the peak was like 96. But still, it's out of control in certain pockets. But killing of executives, killing of scientists, killing of epidemiologists, killing of healthcare, you know, people that control slush funds. People say, oh, Mangione, oh, he killed a guy, deserved to be killed. But then you actually look, there was an investigation into all this stolen money. I think there's some major mafia groups or something behind there. And they're using extremists as a cover. Because I'm seeing unprecedented levels of key people getting killed. Again, this is a conspiracy theory. 99% of what I do is just facts. But I am just seeing a lot of key people getting killed. What are you hearing about this?
Look. Just look at the situation where this guy just got executed the other day, the guy you're talking about from MIT. If you look at the timing on it, right, this is the perfect opportunity for his story to get memory hold. You're dealing with the Epstein files dropping. You're dealing with what just happened at Brown. You're dealing with all these other shootings across the world. This guy was targeted probably for the technology that he's participating in. We don't know. It's just pure speculation. But when you look at it, it looks like an execution. And when you look at the timing, any reasonable-minded person can say, hey, look, this timing stinks to high heaven. This is the perfect time to execute somebody and make it be memory hold because nobody's going to talk about it because there are so many other things going on. And if the shooter gets caught, they'll probably celebrate it like they're doing with this Luigi guy in New York. I mean, there are women lining up like it's a Michael Jackson concert. It's unbelievable what's happening. I don't know what's going on with the consciousness in this country, but murderers are being celebrated. This Luigi Mangione guy is being celebrated. He's in the New York Post. He's in the New York Times. He's all over the place, right? He's being celebrated as some cultural
hero.
Yeah,
they reported the jail like boxes of panties every day.
It's insane. It's absolutely, it's a mental disorder. I mean, when you celebrate a murderer like this, it's an absolute mental disorder. There's something wrong with these people.
Well, look at all the Western women, feminists wearing hijabs saying they want Islam. Literal Stone Age religion, when it's practiced Orthodox-wise, that throws gays off buildings, and you see the left trans for Islam. It's like saying chickens for weasels, or you know, right. Sheep for wolves.
Right. Yeah. Look, you know, vegans who love steak. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. There's something fundamentally wrong with these people. And the problem is that they're growing in numbers and they're growing in power, right? It's a disordered way of life. It's a disordered way of thinking. Everything about the way these people live is fundamentally flawed. The way that they think is fundamentally flawed. And the people who they celebrate are fundamentally flawed as well. This is the power vacuum. What happens when you take Jesus out of the Constitution, you take religion out of the public sector, you eliminate God from the American consciousness, what do you have left? You have evil. You have mankind, you have evil left over, and it's a very, very unfortunate thing.
You create a vacuum. It's like Bob Dylan said, you gotta serve something. Like, everybody's gonna serve something. So if you say God doesn't exist, you just let the devil in by denying it.
That's exactly right. Jesus said it. You can't serve two masters. You'll love one and hate the other. And we know for certain that these people hate Jesus. There's no doubt about it. And look, what did Jesus say also about the devil? He's the father of lies. He's been a murderer since the beginning. And this whole culture is about death and murder. I mean, it's what it is, and it's very bad.
You're of your father, the devil, so you love death. Wow. All I know is, with these cover-ups, they keep acting like we're 20 years ago. Like you said, we're in the information age, guys. I mean, I don't know what Brown's going to do, because there's definitely cover-up. And, I mean, man, I tell you, the guy's a spitting image. I don't know how to get out of this one.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, This is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite that, this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexmatour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I was asking great investigator, amazing J6 lawyer, Joseph D. McBride, whether he thinks the shooting at Brown University can be tied to the MIT top. I mean, MIT's the top of all this. Trump, we control time and space. We control those statements earlier this year. And then he gets executed. Looks very professional for what we've seen. Now WGRI out of Boston says police probe potential ties between Brown University attack and MIT professor slaying. What is really going on here? We'll get to that in a moment, but let me just say something real quicker. For me, stuff just clicks. And watching Trump's speech last night that was very dense, it was all true, but most of it went over most people's heads. I mean, if you're not a policy wonk, you get like half of it. And Steve Bannon said, what should he do? And I said, he should find a way to conscript us, get us on board that he can't do it all, and explain how they're trying to block what he's doing, which is legion examples, the courts and these overrides and the blue states, you know, are the ones that collect the money on sales tax. Or on tax on tips, so they're saying they're going to keep it. I mean, go on the warpath. And I talked to some of the speechwriters. I mean, I was involved in that speech a little bit. And I told them, I said, stop saying the economy's perfect. Talk about the good stuff you did. It's horrible when he says it's perfect. People know that's bullshit. And I'm not saying I'm even that smart. I can't believe, because I was already telling the White House a lot of stuff 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But now they really listen. So that's why I want to thank listeners that were at that point. But I just got calls, a couple calls from people that said Trump's interested in what I was saying. He's gotten the message, and they're actually listening. That is exciting because they get the messaging is the problem. The mission is great, but at 79, and Trump's really smarter than me in a lot of ways, I'm 51. I'm kind of between, you know, all the groups, and I stand with what the kids are doing and what they're up to, and they're abbreviating everything. Drives me crazy, but let's just know. I know everything from roadblocks to William Shakespeare. You know, I know the latest Pokemon for, you know, whatever, up to the latest whatever. And so I'm kind of in the middle of it all. Somebody like Trump, that ain't how it's working. He's a throwback, which is a great. He's like in the 18th century or something, the way his family raised him, which is good. We needed that in this corrupt time. But he's also very blind to a lot of stuff. Let's just not lie about that. Yeah, he's 3D chess on a lot of issues. Other issues, he's like Rip Van Winkle, woke up 100 years later. Okay? So it's up to us to understand all this to, you know, get through to him. But just briefly, we'll take an hour to go over it all, and it's some, I'll probably do an update tomorrow. People keep asking about the future of InfoWars. We've survived so many attacks, it becomes like the guy that cried wolf, but it's not been. You've seen all the attacks. You know it's real. It's God getting us out of it over and over again. The fake show trials, finding us guilty, HBO-produced, ridiculous crap. You know, fake auctions, trying to shut us down, sitting in the U.S. trustee's office without warrants or court orders to shut us down. I refuse to go. Judge fires them, new U.S. trustee, on and on and on. Then the judge says, I'm sick of it. Once a criminal investigation got started, not of the judge, but of the U.S. trustee, and the judge, Lopez, kicked it out of federal court and said, we're not doing this, because they'd already had Judge Jones that he took over for in a big scandal. Judge Jones' girlfriend was the U.S. trustee for the DOJ attacking us. Kind of getting this straight now. it goes on. And I presented films and documents, the DOJ and the CIA funding the attacks on us. So they sent in Ed Martin, not just the investigation you heard about, but a bunch of others, which are, by the way, still going on. They all flip out. It get kicked into state court. And so now they appoint a receiver. And then I don't know what the Trump DOJ is doing, but now they're all paralyzed. And Ed Martin won't talk to me. He said, look, investigations, I'm not going to talk to you. So, all right, fine. Now they're all paralyzed, and they're all freaked out and scared. So now they're like, I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Soon I will be able, but it's just the craziness of this. This is like 10 marathons here, but that's how God works. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it with your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. And I apologize to our guests. I saw this out real quick. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning. And now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff. And there's no money. Because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver, I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. So it's kind of like they want us just to go under without having to have the fight, because they know there is a conspiracy against rights, criminal investigation, all the stuff right there that is cut and dry with the whistleblowers, with the documents. I mean, it's open and shut. That's what the DOJ contacted me. I said, why? I didn't even go to them. I said, why do you care about me? And they said, they got sloppy with you. And they won't tell me all the stuff they've got. And you had to have the deputy, AG, come in and like try to block it. But that didn't happen. Trump ordered this investigation. I'll just leave it at that. So I don't know what's going on, because that's how this stuff works. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Well, two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, save Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's just InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. So we got them to do this. The argument was, if we don't get money in, we shut down ahead of this auction you're going to have, or if they just pull back because they know what they've done. The point is, we're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. I don't want to do all that. I apologize to our guests. I'm going to hear this. Everybody keeps wanting to get an update. I'm just telling you, it's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. And I get it. It goes on and on and on. That's the whole point of Trump. Look what all he's been through. This is a marathon. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. We need a lot of money. We're like $400,000 in the hole. It was just not that much. I mean, in the past, that would be nothing. But I need the support right now. And that's not $400,000 right now. That's projected into March. But we have to be able to show the court we've got that. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes. We're all dead. And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We got a whole new network built, whole new deal. Do you really want to get the name InfoWars? No, we need to keep pushing because we've got their ass. They're under criminal investigation. We've got criminal civil rights lawsuits already filed. More about to be filed. We already have them. We have whistleblowers. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. It's so insane. It's like beyond any movie you've seen. Joseph D. McBride, I'm going to shut up and I apologize. I'm ranting. McBride Law, New York City on X. Finishing up with the situation in Brown. Now even the police are investigating. Is it the same shooter? This to me is very, very ominous with everything we're seeing with the Podesta plan trying to create a civil war. Where are we going from here? And then what's your take on the big shakeup at the DOJ that's going on?
Look, my take on the Brown shooting and on the assassination of the gentleman from MIT is that it's all bad. The timing doesn't look good. The location doesn't look good. Law enforcement doesn't appear to be doing its job. We need answers, and we need them now. And, Alex, I just want to say just two real quick things to the 2 points you just made. First, with Trump, right? There needs to be a clear line of succession. Trump needs to articulate relatively early if it's going to be J.D. Vance or if it's going to be somebody else. I hope it's J.D. Vance, but if it's going to be J.D. Vance, he's got to get behind him, and we have to get that train running. There needs to be a clean line of succession saying, this is the person I'm passing my mantle to. This is the mission. He needs to campaign for that person well before the primaries and anything happens. We can't go into the next election.
That's right. He's showing weakness now. That's why Noam's leaving the lineup and others. He's got to crown the heir apparent now just to protect America and his flank.
He does. And look, there are two, I've been in the Trump orbit for long enough to articulate this. There are two people in that Trump orbit. There are the people who are ass-kissing grovelers who want nothing more than a picture at Mar-a-Lago or a picture by the Christmas tree in D.C. at the White House, who will not challenge Trump, who will not criticize Trump, who will not say anything to Trump. They'll just kiss. Yeah, that's it. They'll just kiss his ass and grovel at his feet because that's what they're about. That's what their whole ambition in life is just to cozy up to him. And then there are people in his life who are critical, who are forward-thinking, who are hard-nosed, who he is at odds with sometimes, but that's a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. He needs to rely on those people. He needs to set those people in motion and to give those people, whether he agrees with them on everything or disagrees with them on some stuff, he needs to empower those people to make a difference in the world right now and going forward. If he doesn't do those things, then the mission has failed. And to the point about your case and the ongoing litigation, look, I represent a lot of high-profile people who the world wants to cancel as well. The process is the punishment. What they want to do is they want to use indefinite litigation, eternal war against you, with the idea that you'll be bankrupted and the idea that you won't be able to fund your defense. And that gets specifically acute when you're winning. So to your viewers, it's more important for them to support you now than ever, because the closer you get to winning, the more they're going to attack you, the more they're going to try to hurt you, the more people, the more sleeper cells that they have in the institutions that matter, they're going to activate. And the only way that you can overcome that is through money. There's no other way, because that's what's going to fund your defense. That's what's going to fund your attack. That's what's going to fund everything that you can do.
No, I agree with you. And that's it. When we've been winning, and now it's just escalating, like you said.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate, but in the end, you'll win. God is on your side, and God is undefeated. In the end, you'll win. But I'll be buying those posters right after this. I'll guarantee you that, my friend.
Well, I swear on my soul and my children, this is real. And for the listeners, and they know, but the fight's so long, that's because we persevered. Like any real fight, anything in history that's worth something is long and hard.
Indeed. It's a war, and you got to win it, and you can't win the war without troops and ammunition. That's just the way that goes. That's the way that this goes. It's litigation war, and that's part of the world that we live in. And, I know we wanted to talk, I don't know where you're at on time.
No, we got plenty of time. Let's talk about, I don't dunk on Bongino, even though he's so smart in ways, but also dumb in others. I remember, like, he used to be a frequent guest, and, like, right when Trump got in, like, 9 years ago, he calls up and he goes, he said in front of my producers, he's coming on his guest, he goes, listen, you better stop saying I'm your source of the Secret Service that Hillary is in, was collapsing and in this black ambulance. I said, you weren't our source. And he goes, well, I hear you are. You better effing watch it. And I said, hey, dude, don't talk to me like that. You think I don't have any sources but you? And so he never liked me after that, but I hoped he would be good. And I heard he left because he's mad about Epstein. But what does that to you signal? And what's your information on everything that's about to unfold, what's happening? They're trying to frame Trump, saying, oh, he's best buddies with Epstein. No evidence of that. What do you see coming at the DOJ?
Well, with regard to Bongino, let me say this. He built his brand on kicking ass and taking names. And when he decided to go back to the FBI, there was an expectation that he was going to do exactly that. There was a minimal expectation of disruption. And the disruption that we were all hoping for, the disruption that we all needed, did not happen. Okay, that's fine. You're going against the powers that be. Institutions like the FBI and the DOJ tend to absorb whistleblowers and reformers. But what we did not see is, number one, results. Number two, There was no, and there is no, communication with a degree of specificity to the American public. They are not articulating the facts about any of these investigations in a way that clicks with any of our minds or our guts or our souls, where you go, oh, okay, that makes sense. It's been a lot of behavior like the previous administration's leadership, and none of us wanted to see that. So when you go in and you say that you're going to kick ass and take names, and you've built your entire brand on that, and instead of kicking ass and taking
you
names...
You do a bat turn and start groveling with every, oh, Crooks acted alone, oh, Epstein killed himself, and wasn't a child trafficker, and yeah, it was like, I know Bongino's smart, I know Patel's smart. Why would they look like deer in the headlights and then say stuff that A is not true and say it ridiculously? If you're going to cover something up, I'm going to give them tips. Shut up. Why did they do that?
There is really no good answer. The House tends to protect itself. When a lot of these January 6th guys
came to me,
they were
just fawning at the new FBI, showing the club they were really part of it.
I think that's definitely a part of it. The House tends to protect itself. That is for certain. And look, Bongino's been there for almost a year. He's doing like this victory tour. I don't see what the big victory is. They changed locations, big deal. It doesn't mean anything, right? There is no tangible results when it comes to a lot of these
investigations.
I'm trying
to be mean to Bongino because I wish he was a success. He is reviled now. He was loved a year ago. He is reviled. So if he wants to be delusional and think he's won something, I want, not about hurting him, but I want it to be a message to the next guys they put in. If you try to do this again, the public isn't putting up with you. So you think Bongino knows how hated he is, or are you getting the same feedback I'm getting?
No, I think he's got an idea of it. Look, you know, at the end of the day, you can't say I'm going to kick ass and take names, and then the only name that you take is Miranda Devines, and she's a former ally, and you say she's a member of the deep state. That doesn't make any sense. He hasn't apologized.
And then
he should apologize.
Carl Serafin.
Yeah, it's just, and like you said, I respect Dan Bongino. I respect his career, his work. Look, I'm a Brooklyn guy. He's a Queens guy, I believe. You know, he started at the NYPD, served his country, served the city, went into the Secret Service, is a whistleblower. He's done a lot of good things, right? But that doesn't excuse the current state of affairs. That doesn't excuse the current state of events. So
let me ask you this. You have a lot of sources there. Why did he 180, or do you not know?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why did he 180?
You know, the House tends to protect itself, Alex. There's no reasonable level of communication coming out. All I know is that that institution is saturated with people who do not like the president and with people.
Sure, but by the way, this is pure speculation. I'm not putting a rumor out here. I want to be 100% clear. Did they expose his girlfriend or something? That's the only thing that would explain this.
I don't know. I don't know. He strikes me as the type of guy who, if there was something like that, if a conflict was going to happen, he would have just called it and went back to his podcast and said F everybody, right? And that's kind of what he's doing, but he's doing it, but he's saying, you know, we're doing a great job. We're doing this. He's protecting the house as he leaves. So it's not adding up. I don't know what the good answer is right now. And when he comes back into the private sector and he's back on his podcast, it's incumbent upon people like you and upon people like me and Miranda Devine, Brianna Murillo to grill him. To grill him on every nook and cranny as to what was going on. Because maybe he's limited as to what he can say right now. I don't know. Let's give him an out. But, you know, when he comes back out, he's going to have to answer for it.
But let me ask you this. Body language is everything. Remember like 7-8 months ago, they go on Fox and say Epstein killed himself, didn't have accomplices, Crooks acted alone. They looked like they had guns in their heads then. Like, they were like Academy Award winning actors. Like, if I told actors, I want you to look as scared and freaked out and like electricity's been plugged into your ass. Like, you see the footage, like, what makes you go tell these preposterous stories and look like you're hooked up to high voltage? Like, I actually want to just know from a mystery sense, how did they get them to do this? And why would they then go out there like they were dying?
The only conclusion is that as a private citizen, you have an idea of what's going on. You look at the facts and you say, you're going to go in there, I'm going to solve this mystery. And then you get in there to solve the mystery and you're presented with facts that you had no idea were coming, or you had no idea where we're at play. and maybe the revelations of the truth would hurt too many people. I'm not entirely sure. All I know is that we can conclude that they're not being forthcoming with us. We can conclude that there was no shakeup at the FBI. We can conclude that they're failing across the board when it comes to Thomas Crooks, when it comes to where's the intervention in Brown, what is going on with all these situations. We just don't know. Epstein thing is a debacle. And when you look at the DOJ hires from typically from very left-leaning Ivy League schools.
Yeah, what, it was like 80% liberal?
Yeah, forget it. It's horrible.
Well, let me just say like, this. I mean this. I actually think it's endearing that Cash Patel and Bongino look like deer in the headlights when they're forced to go up there and spew beat. Because evil guys like Comey can do it very slick, or Obama. You can't, they're such good liars, you can't even tell because it's all lies. So the thing is, I think they were good guys. They got given reasons and whatever. And so that's why it was so transparent. So I think actually they're good guys the other day. I just think they were in over their head.
Yeah. Look, I get it, but. When you sign up to do a job, when you make a pledge to the American people that you're going to go in there and you're going to do this job, and he's talking about, I gave up my career, I haven't seen my wife. Bro, that's what you signed up to. People go to war every day for this country.
I'm just saying, why would you, I mean, like, an evil guy would be more sophisticated than these two.
Yeah, no, I don't think that they're evil. I don't think that they're evil at all. And with particular to Dan Bongino, I think he went in for noble reasons, and he's probably leaving because he's sick and tired of all the bullcrap there. But it would be a lot better if he would talk about the bullcrap in contemporaneously with his exit.
Oh, he'd be
right?
A real hero if he did that. In fact, the only way for him to save himself, because Bongino, let me give you a newsflash, you're done. Okay, people hate your guts now. The only way to get and I said back with the time they did the deer in the headlights, I said, don't do that again or it's over for you. And he got pissed off at me. I'm not going to get into it. He calls up, I'm going to get into it, bitching, other people he knows know me, bitching at me through them. Won't even call me to do it. Like, I'm out to get him. Dude, I'm not out to get you. The deep state's going to put me in prison or kill me. I need you to succeed, bro. I need you to be the hero.
That is exactly right. All of us wanted to go there and celebrate the good work that we thought that they were going to do. And look, they're up against a lot of obstacles. They're up against a lot of things. But what they haven't done is they haven't told us about it. And I don't know why they haven't told us about it. They should be telling us about it, but they're behaving like Christopher Wray. And I don't get that. It's the lack of communication to an intelligent American populace that is equally as offensive as the last administration, right? If you can't get the job done, just tell us why. We'll understand, but no explanation.
Yeah, just like Trump saying the economy's perfect. Finally, last night he goes, no, we've had some gains, but just straight shoot us.
Right. Straight shoot us. That's all we want. That's all we have asked for. But government tends not to do that. And it's very unfortunate. Government should be a bit more apologetic. It should explain itself more. It owes its duty and its existence to us, the American people. But again, it behaves with this smug air of condescension. Like, we don't have to tell you anything because there's no power check on us. And it's unfortunate. I had hoped for more. But we're not getting Alex, and it's an unfortunate sequence of events. And I'm interested to see what Bongino says when he gets out, because, he should apologize to Miranda Devine. I mean, what are you doing? You know, you are at the upper echelon of the federal government, and you're going after somebody, corner of a member of a deep state. I'm not going to let this go.
None of us know who she is, but for those who don't know, recap what you just did.
So Miranda Devine has been working behind the scenes against the deep state for a very long time. She authored the Hunter Biden laptop book, Laptop from Hell. She was first and foremost in January 6th coverage. She takes on the deep state at every turn and at every corner. And because she put out a report that Bongino disagreed with, he called her deep state divine, essentially questioning the credibility of her entire body of work. This is a member of the federal government, upper echelon of the FBI.
Yeah, it's one thing to say somebody's wrong. Well, like Serafa, they said he's a deep state scumbag.
Right.
You don't just burn something. We're not even saying Bongino, with all he's done wrong, is a bad guy. Notice we haven't said that. We're saying what's wrong with him. Yeah, that's the thing. He can't just go around stomping on people with no proof.
No, you can't do that. And you can't come back into the private sector, come back to your podcast, Miss, you know, I'm the tough guy for New York City. I kick ass and take names. But when I went into DC, I did a whole lot of nothing. That brand doesn't work anymore. So he's going to have to reinvent himself because nobody's going to buy into what he's selling. Because when he stepped in the ring, when it came time to speak truth to power and to actually provide meaningful change to the public, nothing happened. A whole lot of nothing happened. And you know, a whole lot of people got hurt. Their sensibilities were offended. People were bickering amongst each other, but that's not what we expected, and that's not certainly what he signed up for.
So they all call him a clown. She's not calling him a clown. She's telling him he was called a clown.
Yeah,
mad at the messenger.
Yeah, she's mad at the messenger for sure. And then you see this other stuff with Cash Patel, with the girlfriend, the interviews. You know, what are you doing? They're murderers at large, right? There are assassination attempts that need
and
to be...
And it'd be one thing if he was at UFC once a month. Every other day he's at some other party.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
go to Hollywood. Don't be the FBI director. Incredible. Joseph D. McBride, McBride Law, New York City. God bless you. Great points. We appreciate you.
God bless you too, Alex.
Yeah, we just call balls and strikes. This is a real tragedy. We need him on Gino to be real. And it's just horrible. Another one of my life boats just sunk. We'll just call it like it is, folks. Harrison Smith, straight ahead. The War Room. Find the live feeds at Infowars.com/show. Band out video and real long shows on X. Remember, you got all the power, Paul Revere's. Share that feed. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Steam Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Steam Off because it's a thyroid issue, and the Steam Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.